Trip, the Party Zone.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right for Anish? Get Franis,
Is there, and I'm just guessing here, some kind of medication that you maybe need a lot of and have taken none of, or maybe too much of today?
It is the 24th day of November 2020. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chris Hockey. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a lot to do today. Meat Sauce is gone, but John Bonus will be here. We'll also have the Jason Zucker in today, taking Carly's spot, and Mark Rosen as well. A cast of thousands bring you the Power Trip Morning Show. Let's get this thing started on a tired Tuesday. Trying to get you smiling with Daniel Torrado and Ted Alejandro. A little comedy on a Tuesday morning. Once again, good morning. I'm glad you're here.
Been watching a lot of soccer lately. Greatest sport in the world. It is, right? It's pretty much every country's national sport, except for the U.S. We picked baseball, the only major league sport that requires the least amount of physical exertion. I'm sure when Europeans introduce soccer to Americans, we try to modify the rules, you know? We're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You mean to tell me that we're going to be running up and down a field, kicking a ball for 3 hours? That's just silly. All right, new rules. No running. Half of the players will be out on the field standing. The other half will be sitting on a bench. Because we can't have all those players doing all that standing. Each player will take his turn at running. But we're going to create 3 bases to take a break from all that running. And if you're tired of running, feel free to just slide into base. And since we'll be doing all that sitting and sliding, we best make sure we're comfortable so everybody wears pajamas.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so Ma, do we get 2 sides with the turkey? Is it 2 or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And you know, I've been eating here a long time, right?
Super spreader.
Well, Sauce is at ground zero, so good luck
super
to Sauce.
Spreader.
He's a super spreader. My sources say, I'm Corey Cove, that's Chris Hawkins. Nope,
that's Zach Halverson.
John Bonus will be here shortly. You mentioned it earlier, Jason Zucker.
Yeah.
Swapping out for Carly Zucker, so we got Jason today.
Lockdown.
Yep, and then Rosie as well, fill in the blank. It's going to be fun.
Super spreader.
2 days to go, and then we're off Thursday for Thanksgiving, then back 7 to 9 Friday for Black Friday and our 19-year anniversary. Although somebody on Twitter pointed out that our technical anniversary was yesterday.
Why is that?
Because the day after Thanksgiving in 2001 was November
23rd. Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Well, it's easier to remember if we just say the day after Thanksgiving.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's a moving target, but sure.
Well, that's
so
cool.
So we're kind of already 19, but...
Well, happy anniversary, bitch.
Right. But we... Thanks, bitch. But Yeah, we kind of celebrated with that moving target, and it's the day after Thanksgiving, so that's this Friday.
Will we reminisce on Friday? Will there be, like, reminiscing?
Wasn't planning on reminiscing.
If you want to, that's fine.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, you know.
We might have to for 20 next year, assuming we don't get fired before that.
Touche. Or
by Friday.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Super spreader.
When he gets back, who knows? I might not be here.
Yeah, when Ground Zero gets back.
Hey! Thanks, John. He brings me this no-ho-ho-ho nitro coffee from Caribou, and I got to tell you, it's like drinking Christmas. Bow, 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 bow.
I mean, I do like the nickname Punxsutawney Paul, but Patient Zero or Ground Zero might be better when he gets back.
That's a good point. Patient Zero is pretty good, but I guess technically he couldn't be. We could call him
COVID-19.
We could call him
Lockdown.
But I think more than any of them, I like
Super Spreader.
Yeah,
I like that better. But Punxsutawney Paul's great.
Yeah, that's the best one.
We call him this too.
Bushfire.
Why do I come in here?
Bushfire.
I don't know.
Everybody just tried to kill me. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, I mean, we're all okay right now. Don't.
No, you're in the safest room in America. Well, Zach and I have already had
it.
You're fine.
It's true.
Yeah. You don't have to sit 6 feet from Zach. You can get much closer.
And somehow,
I have to sit on his lap. Sure, yeah.
Somehow, I've run the gauntlet so far. But when Super Spreader gets back, it's all over.
Patient Zero, Punxsutawney Paul. Super Spreader himself. When he gets back... Yeah, all bets are off.
Yeah. How are you, John?
I'm great.
That's good to hear, buddy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a Wolves hat on. You're on the Anthony Edwards bandwagon or
what?
Look
at you.
Since when are you a Wolves guy?
I had Wolves season tickets for like
years. Who do you think you're talking to? He's a super spreader for the Wolves.
When did you have Wolves season tickets?
Let's see. Basically, the aughts, I guess. Like 2000 to 2010, something like that. No, it was mostly, maybe late 90s. It was right during the Garnett era, basically about
That was the time to have them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when the beautiful people were at Target Center.
That's exactly right. That's why I was there.
See, I don't want to hear it, man. My buddy Randy Hoffine and I had Golden Gopher season tickets at the Metrodome during the Justin Kazemius era, all right? So I don't want to hear any complaining. We felt like we won if we didn't get beat by 50, all right?
Well, the plan this week might just be get enough COVID cases to not have to play the Badgers.
Oh, is that right?
Well, they canceled practice today, and the game Saturday is in doubt.
That's what Florida State did last week against Clemson.
Oh, savvy.
Yeah, savvy. They can't beat us if we don't play them.
Yeah, what if we are a small part of the Badgers not being bowl eligible? See, wouldn't that be great? By just not letting them play. The Big Ten has no wiggle room. You gotta get to at least six games, right?
That's how we win.
Right, we win by not playing.
We keep them out of the Big Ten.
Yes.
Oh, I love it! Bitches!
Because they're going to beat us. So the best... Everybody knows this. This is playground rules. If you're not going to win, you take your ball and you go home.
Who did they get stomped by last week? They got beat by somebody. Northwestern?
Northwestern.
Man, I'm sorry, but you have no idea. Like, going back to those days with Kazemius and Jim Wacker, which is what they called me in gym class in high school. you'd go to the Metrodome, and it would be a Wisconsin home game. It was a sea of red.
Yeah.
It was the only time all year the Dome was sold out. And it was the wrong direction.
Yeah. Those cover games in the Metrodome were a little bit of a buzzkill.
They were a little bit of a buzzkill, especially the one where we were there for Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
We thought we had it. Yeah. Why am I doing this? Stop it.
Yeah, you're reminiscing
about
the wrong
things. I'm a super spreader all of a sudden.
We're supposed to reminisce
super
about
spreader.
The power trip on Friday. You're reminiscing about Kazemius era Gophers.
Well, thanks to Power Trip Bets, I can reminisce about this, bitch.
Fresh, super day. It's 1:30 here on Thursday, and I've been sitting here for two damn days waiting for your stupid morning show to call me so I could promote what I was doing. Patrick, call them. They're great guys. I remember doing the show, and you never called. The hell is going on? You got better guests than that? Who are you talking to, Mikhail? Anyway, forget it. Don't ever call me again because I'm not interested in promoting in Minnesota anymore. I'll find another station in Minnesota that gives a shit. You tell the guys you let me down. And you let them down. Could have been a great half hour. I would have given you 2 hours. Okay? I've been crying, okay? You made me cry. Did Pat tell you that? I don't cry easy. Caught my dick in the refrigerator. That's why I was crying. But that has nothing to do with it. I still was crying. So if you're going to be a professional, don't work in Minnesota because it's too cold. But if you're going to be a professional, next time do your job. And I'll call you again if we get picked up, which will be 6 years. But we go out in August, so about July, start mentioning the show. Okay? Thanks, buddy boy. Have a good weekend.
And, you know, I was thinking about this when I was loading this in this morning. And again, thank you, Power Trip Bets. Imagine if, Corey, and I was thinking of a way for you to correlate this. Imagine if Paul Rubens called and left you a voicemail. Right? I mean, Super Dave was a giant part of my teenage years. I loved that show. That's pretty cool for me, sure, man. And I lost it. And thanks to Power Trip Bets, I now have it again. So thank you, buddy boy. Thanks, buddy boy.
Who is this generation's Super Dave or Pee Wee Herman? Or, you know, like, yeah, awkward, weird, kind of parody childhood person? Or is there just
he's
not one anymore?
On YouTube, so we have no idea.
Oh, great point. Yeah, how would we know, right?
Right.
I don't know. Zach and Brian are...
I'm trying to crack my brain.
Lost in thought right now, trying to figure this out.
I would say that there's probably...
The Paul brothers? I don't know. What do you
there's
think?
There's a lot.
Oh,
I mean, that's,
God.
Well, that's the thing. There's
oh,
a
no.
lot.
No,
I wouldn't. I don't know about. I'm trying to think of somebody.
A lot of parody out there.
There's a lot of Super Days, I think, out there now, these days. And everybody's kind of got their own. There isn't one, because there's everybody can do it now. Everybody, there's fair. Not.
Yeah, right.
There's everybody there only, can be a star.
There were only three networks when I was growing up.
Right.
All right.
Somebody got to be the gatekeeper to decide who's going to be this generation's. At that time, somebody said, you know what's going to work? Pee Wee Herman's going to work. No, yeah. No, it's going to work.
Yeah,
like some
right.
executive thought that.
Yeah.
I was right.
If you're a Power Trip listener and you're young enough to not remember Super Dave Osborne, just go down that rabbit hole today. Go back and look at the 70s and 80s versions of what Super Dave Osborne did. He was, again, he was a stuntman who did these Evel Knievel-style tricks. And obviously, right before, you know, he would be sitting in the car, and right before he drove off the cliff, they would switch into a dummy, obviously, dressed like Super Dave. And then he would crash terribly, and then the guy would go down and interview the dead dummy. It was hilarious, man. But of course, Super Dave would be off camera voicing it. It was just great. Just great. And Bob Einstein, Super Dave Osborne, became, what's the guy's name on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Marty Funkhauser.
Marty Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh. He also on Arrested Development was the dad's.
Yeah.
Oh God, what I guess what job would that even be? Remember, like, had the earpiece in and like just relayed the information to the rest of the Blue family.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Right. He was also on Ocean's 11.
Yeah, he was Matt 13. Damon's.
Matt Damon's dad.
On 13.
On all
yeah.
three of them, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, was he on 11?
He's just in 13, just I think. 13,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because okay. He shows up in the third one, and you don't know who he is at first. And at the end, spoiler alert: the twist is that it's Matt Damon's dad, and he's like the nose plays.
Oh, the nose plays. Oh, the nose plays.
That elevator scene when they're going down, and he's that was the best. He's hilarious. I still can't believe how big of a party was to this show back in the day.
Man, I know I can't either. And whatever I was doing that I did not call him back and he was yelling at me for it, can you imagine me not calling Bob Einstein back?
Yeah, you big-timed
Marty
Funkhauser.
I'm big-timed about that. Hi, Zach and Diane.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bitch.
Hey! Was that John Bonas?
Maybe.
How dare you.
Zach's all pissed because his Kohl's cash is dead.
You
ain't getting it. You ain't getting the Kohl's cash. Think about it. So,
sorry, buddy
John,
boy.
Do you know what's going on with the Kohl's cash?
I don't think I do.
So Zach and a billion other people got PS5s on Kohl's.com.
Right.
Then Kohl's realized, wait a minute, we have like four of them, not billions. They don't have the inventory. So they had to just start canceling orders. Well, they had also promised everybody like $180 in Kohl's cash. So they were charging people for PlayStation 5s that they didn't have.
Right.
Then refunding the money, but then told people like Zach, well, we'll still honor the $180
in Kohl's cash. The words are in the email. Exactly. If you earned any Kohl's cash on this order, it is yours to keep. That's what it says right there in fine print from Kohl's.
But then you start thinking about it. Go, all right, you refund the $500. they're not going to give every person $180 in their store to go crazy because they made a clerical error.
Money,
right,
man.
That's a ton of money. You just take the PR hit. Right. You move on. You don't hand out that kind of money.
So Zach's that kind of Kohl's cash?
Right. So Zach's like, at least I'm getting my Kohl's cash. Then there was the story last night going, you ain't getting the Kohl's cash. And now he's super pissed.
Right, of course.
What were you going to buy at Kohl's? Bath towels?
Shoes. Shoes. I wish I would have gotten shoes last week, but now I'm going to get some. I'm going to get it.
You're not getting your PS5.
You're not getting your Kohl's cash.
You're not getting your shoes.
I will go right to Menominee Falls or wherever the heck their headquarters are.
Menominee Falls?
Pick it outside their HQ, and I will get my Kohl's cash, darn it.
Is it Madison? What? Where are they headquartered? Madison?
Menominee Falls? Yeah,
that's not a place.
Menominee Falls. Isn't that where Jimmy Stewart's from? And
I think you're getting Menominee and Chippewa Falls mixed up.
No, Menominee Falls.
That's a thing?
Yes.
So there's Menominee. a Menominee and a Menominee Falls in Wisconsin.
Why not?
Yes. Northwest of Milwaukee.
All right. Well, whatever.
And believe me, I know the address, and I will be going there with a torch and pitchfork should I not get my due.
I'm actually really glad. It's weird that you added another weapon and I feel safer. If you said I was going to go there with a torch, that's a direct threat. But when you said torch and pitchfork, I actually added more weapons and I felt like you were less threatening.
And I'm probably just going to write a strongly worded email. But
Well, you emailed Mall of America and never got anything done. Cowards. They never returned that email.
Yep.
It's still the Pepsi orange streak, which makes no sense.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
You need to work on your strongly worded emails.
Yeah, emails don't do anything. Petitions don't do anything.
Action.
Nothing does anything. Just stay home and avoid calls from Super Dave.
Well, Hawk does. Do that now.
Not anymore, man. Not anymore. Anytime he ever calls again, I'm answering.
I definitely would if I were you at this point.
You might
want to hit record, too.
Otherwise, you might get a strongly worded email.
A lot of people, it would pay you a lot of money if you hit record and...
Corey.
He talked to you.
If he got to talk to... passed on Marty Funkhauser and recorded it, would it make you believe in the afterlife?
Yeah, that'd be proof.
Okay.
That'd be a start.
Good, huh?
There we go. Get
now,
on
of course,
it.
My skepticism would say, all right, how did this get created digitally? Like, this isn't real, but still. That would be Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Catch up on Fargo yet or not?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Nope, haven't had a chance. We watched a new Christmas show last night on Netflix called...
Who's we? The whole fam or just you and Abs?
Basically me and Abs.
Kim just slinging her bra over television?
Yeah. No, which says basically him, and Abs was in and out.
She does it for me. She sits down on the couch and pretends to watch it for me.
Okay.
We put up more inflatables last night, and we felt very Christmassy, so we watched this new thing on Netflix called, I think it's like Christmas with X or something like that. And it's basically the Grinch, only the Grinch is an alien.
Okay.
And it would be better if it was a cartoon.
Christmas with DMX.
That would be. I'd watch that
with
too.
Ecstasy.
I'll watch all of those,
that
actually.
Too.
That sounds great.
That does sound fun. I've never done Ecstasy. Christmas with X. Zach?
I'd do it. I haven't, but I would.
You want to drive up to Colorado and come back?
Yeah, babe.
I'm in.
Jeez, John. John's,
John's ready,
off.
Man. That's
John,
what he's ready to go.
I haven't done X.
I haven't either.
He's got a wolf's hat on. What does he care?
John, right? I'll take
He's given up.
I'll take over around, Omaha or whatever if we're going that way. And we'll go out and have some fun.
Super spreader.
Then we have to... then we have less. We have to mule back.
Why? Is he going to take it all when you get there?
Which is kind of my favorite part.
The muling?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, any idea why we have Jason and Carla today? I'm not complaining, I'm just asking.
I think she's tired of us.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her a bit.
I think we've said too many things that are creepy in the last handful of weeks, and she's just hit her limit.
I like her.
Huh. Duly noted.
I like him, too.
Sounds like it.
No, you two, Brianne and Hawk, you two are the one that were talking about what she looked like last week, and you said, oh, she got out of that car, and I was like, oh, boy.
Well,
and Brianne was talking about how hot she is or whatever. You two just scared her away.
You know, yeah, but she probably said the same thing about me.
I doubt it.
Carly's a fanfic over there.
No kidding. Take it down a notch, Brianne.
Gross.
My God.
Yeah, Brianne, take it down a notch. You're not
women
just
are
too
more
high.
Than just you know, eye candy.
Yeah, she's a good broadcaster, too, you know.
I know.
You can mention her skills once in a while.
Are you sure?
Hawk, you see our show Queen's Gambit is breaking Netflix records for limited run scripted series.
I did not see
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's just geeking out on it. For limited series, right? Because I assume it's a one run show.
Right.
We talked about it on the podcast. I really hope they don't do a second or third season. As great as it was, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
That was enough.
You've both seen it?
Yep.
What about you?
No, not yet.
What about you, Brianne?
Not yet, but I think I'd probably really like it.
I think Brianne would really like it.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, I watched a scene last night where she was coming unhinged. I'm like, I can get behind that.
Yeah, for sure. I could get behind that, too.
Not what I meant, but I agree.
Zach, have you seen that?
No, not yet.
I know that Super Spreader started watching it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw Super Spreader tweet out a gif of a chessboard and say that...
The show wails.
Queen's Gambit, episode one, is this show's incredible. My first thought was, does he even understand what's happening? I don't think Super Spreader gets it. I really honestly don't believe. Remember how he said he binged about 5 or 6 episodes of Fargo?
Yeah.
And he was off his phone. He was just paying attention.
Yeah.
This is Sauce at his house by himself. You don't think he's scrolling through Twitter constantly?
That's true. Yeah. Right.
No way. No way he went 5 hours without scrolling through Twitter.
Right. Going back and forth between the TV and TikTok.
Right.
Didn't he tweet out that Fargo wails?
He did. Yeah, that's what he just said.
Yeah, and I highly doubt that he did it in between episodes. He's not paying attention.
Right.
If we had waited and done the Queen's Gambit podcast with Sauce, can you imagine? She was, I liked how she was really good at chess. Thank you for your addition. And end scene.
There are slick roads out there. Y'all be careful.
Yeah.
So when
it
you
sucks up.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but you will be driving along and then suddenly you're sideways and upside down in a ditch. You're like, where'd that come from? So be careful.
Yeah.
We need all of you.
Do we?
Yeah.
That brand's turning into me.
What the hell is going
on? That's exactly what I would have said.
She's turning into you.
I just didn't say it.
Well, when Sauce is gone, I think like all the personalities kind of shift.
No.
In this vortex.
Okay, but no. See, but here's the deal. But Hawk and I are the extremes, right? I'm the skeptic, the cynical one, the negative one. Hawk's the eternal optimist.
Yeah.
And then Sauce is the pendulum that swings back and forth, and we don't know if he's going to be positive, negative, hate something, love something.
Fair.
So the balance on this show is still here without Sauce.
Yeah.
Zach has a big opportunity these next 2 days because he has work ethic, which Sauce does not. He's already had COVID,
right?
Which Sauce is going to try to catch up this week.
Yeah, super spreader.
The City Page's dream is dead, though.
Super spreader.
Yeah, that really hurt.
It hurts your motivation, right?
Yeah, but by the way, I'm going to be leaving here early today.
For what? be as much like Sauce as possible?
To go to Menominee Falls.
I have sources that say that there's PlayStations in a certain store somewhere.
No chance.
That I'm going to have to run.
That's not going to happen.
No?
Two things,
Jamie. You mean like the original PlayStation?
Like the fifth one.
Yeah, there's just no way that's going to work, right? That's why it's, and I know you follow him on Twitter. Same thing with Charch. When Charge tweets out, hey, here's Target.com temporarily has PS5s in stock. By the time he sends out that tweet, it's already sold out. He's really taunting you, not helping you, right? So if some store locally had 5 PS5s.
Or two.
The employees that are taking that off the truck are texting their buddies immediately going, we got 3, you better be here at such and such time. You're not tweeting out to the world like, hey, we're going to have massive inventory today at 9 o'clock. Swing on by and get it from Target. They're texting their buddies so their buddies can be there and get it first so they can flip it for a grand online instead of the $500 it costs.
Damn it.
You ain't getting it.
I am not.
I mean, you can leave first, but then again, advantage Zach quickly switches to advantage Brianne.
That's right. Or advantage Boris. Maybe he's decided that he's ready to do this full time now.
No.
Okay.
Again, Chris is just assuming you're giving up because you're wearing a wolf's hat. Front Page Sports is next. A little bit of news, not a ton.
Thielen's got trouble, right?
Well, that's the thing is, we got really Bridgewater, McCaffrey, and Thielen angles for Sunday's game. If you are still in the playoff hunt mindset for the Vikings, we got Panthers-Vikings news to kick off Front Page Sports next on The Fan.
thing, that's where it's at.
They ball the fan.
Good morning, everybody. 1 month from Christmas Eve today. John Bonus is here, so it must be Tuesday morning at 6:06. Hi, John.
Hi, kids.
Anything new in your world, in the world of Twins baseball, in the world of Gleeman and the Geek?
Well, we have the usual podcast Saturday. It was kind of a fun one on Sunday. We ended up talking a lot about if the Twins don't sign Nelson Cruz, what do they do? And then also the big news is that it sure looks like the Twins are going to be having the St. Paul Saints as their AAA team.
That's going to be super cool.
That's so
that
great.
Would be super fun, right?
Nice upgrade.
Yeah, they're working through the details. There's a lot of financial stuff involved. But yeah, the Saints are going from an independent team to a major to a minor league baseball team, and they're going to be the Twins AAA affiliate, which, I mean, Twins have a lot of good prospects at AAA. So that's going to be kind of cool.
Where do you guys record your podcast?
Right now, we've been recording it, up to this point, we've been recording it in a boardroom in the condo building I'm at. It remains to be seen if we're going to be able to do that once the common area is closed.
Gotcha. So.
Treats me like a rag doll.
I should also mention, Diamond Awards, Minnesota Twins Diamond Awards are coming up.
What is that?
That is where they got shut out again.
That is where the Baseball Writers Association of America gives the year-end awards to Twins players.
Ooh.
And it's a big fundraiser for University of Minnesota Foundation to battle things like multiple sclerosis and ataxia and other terrible neurological diseases.
Nice.
And it's usually about $150 a ticket to go, but this year it's virtual, and you can go for free. So just go to twinsdaily.com. I just wrote a story on it. You sign up, you get a free viewing guide. If you sign up early enough, you can be in the silent auction. You get to watch the event. It's going to be on lots of channels and such. So
there's a charity angle. You would like the Diamond Awards to continue.
Oh, yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Because
yeah.
I was going to say, if you want it to end, just give Sauce an award. Normally everybody closes up shop right about 3 months later.
Yep.
I'm trying to imagine what award they would give Sauce.
Super spreader.
Sure. There you go.
Do you think they're going to re-sign Nelson Cruz or not?
I do think they will sign.
You do
resign Nelson Cruz,
like a 1 or 2 year deal, or what is Nelson looking for?
Well, he's looking for a two. That's the trick here. He wants a 2 year deal, but he's 40.
So how old will he be when it's over?
42. That's the way that works. Saucy. So the question is you know, do they really want to make that kind of commitment? And what? And if not, there's a lot of ways. There turns out there's a lot of gray areas between a 1 and a 2 year deal. You can do like a 1 year deal with, you know, incentives that guarantee the second year. You can do something with a signing bonus that you buy out the second year, something like that. So the question becomes, you know, what kind of deal can they find there? So that's one of the reasons I'm optimistic. The other reason I'm optimistic is they haven't announced right yet that the National League is going to have a designated hitter this year. And in fact, it looks like they might not.
Lowers the market for
Nelson. That lowers the market for him.
So, clearly he was awesome last year, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah, really
so he
good.
Might be an anomaly. But is there any history of a DH or a player 40, 41, 42 years old that continues to crush?
Well, this is what Aaron talked about. He did a, on The Athletic, you can find a story by Aaron Gleeman about this. Where he analyzes, yes there is. He analyzes the all the players who were really good at 40 years old, right? Only the players who were really good at 40 years old. And there's only a handful of those, right? How many of them were good at 41, and how many of them were good at 42? And the answer is some were good at 41, but almost nobody was still good at 42. And that becomes whether or not you really want to pay somebody $15 million a year when they're 40, guarantee them $15 million a year when they're 42, when they're almost assuredly going to drop off a cliff at some point.
So that's terrible.
You're saying is some 41 and some 42. Okay.
Man.
Well, come on. How many times are you going to hear some were good at 41? I don't get the reason why they called their band Some 41. I'm trying, God.
I'm trying.
It's
trying.
Oh, my God, that's fair. Is that fair?
You're doing a great job.
Take that chair out and put it in the other room.
No, that's what we need this week, right? Jokes that bomb and then an explanation and then just say, at least I tried. But I tried.
read.
Can somebody try to tell me what the GD password is on this computer?
One.
Locked out? One.
It's one? Okay. That didn't work.
No, no,
two.
Two. Cool.
Try sum 41.
This is incredible. I have the same combination on my luggage.
Brianne's helping out.
Oh, well, it didn't work. Oh.
Nick Burns, your company computer guy.
Move. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, Jesus.
What was it?
That's private.
What happened?
That's a Dennis the Menace joke where he's trying to guess the password. He goes, yeah. I bet it's your
Thanks,
address.
Thanks, 1920. Dennis the Menace joke. Hey, send me that Laurel and Hardy thing, too, would you?
Do we believe Brianne's 29? is this like a Benjamin Button situation?
Thanks,
Ryan Pasiga, Criminal Defense.
Thanks, Ryan.
What if she's 80 and she's just on the back end?
That orphan movie where she was like actually a...
What the hell are you talking about?
Whatever, I'm just going to...
What's going on?
She's talking about the movie Orphan, 1934.
Thank you. Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that. See, yeah.
And then the 90s Annie. Dennis the Menace with Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, see?
See here?
Extracts, I read all about it, bitch.
You know what? I locked you into your computer, and this is how you repay me. I'm sick of it.
Hey.
You?
So, Adam Thielen is on the COVID-19 reserve list. Now, again, like we've seen with, CJ Ham last week, Austin Cutting a couple of weeks ago, that happens. If you've been exposed to anybody, they kind of set you aside for 5 days. So, if that's all this is, he can play on Sunday. If he tests positive, he's going to be out. But we don't know yet.
You guys are on the
reserve list. There's some rumors, but...
Aren't you? Hmm? You guys are on the reserve list for... somebody got you.
Yeah, technically we were on the reserve list. Then I ended up on the list.
Yeah.
No thanks to you. So we don't know about Thielen. That would be a game changer, right, if Adam Thielen doesn't play against the Panthers. But Christian McCaffrey, unlikely to play against the Vikings. Some people say he's just flat out. Others are saying that it's just very unlikely that he's going to play. But Bridgewater is expected to practice this week. So assuming there's no setbacks in practice, maybe he's back Sunday here at US Bank Stadium. So Bridgewater's a maybe. McCaffrey's a most likely not. And Thielen is a question mark because it just depends if he's positive or just exposed. So three big names in limbo for Sunday.
Yeah. Remember we had this exact same situation with CJ Ham last week.
Right. And he just had the exposure.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll see. So there's that. Last night, the Rams 27-24 over the Bucks. Tom Brady with two of the worst interceptions I've ever seen. Same guy, bad throws. So the Rams hold on and win 27-24.
Cool.
There is no good NFC team. Or no really good NFC team.
Yeah, that's mostly true, right? Early in the season, it looked like, even despite a bad defense, it looked like Seattle was going to be very tough to beat. Now they lose a bunch.
Right.
Packers are beatable. Saints have won something like 7 straight, but they don't have Drew Brees, so we don't know what they're going to do with Taysom Hill, right? But they're a pretty dangerous team.
Yeah.
But you're probably right, yeah. You got the Chiefs in the AFC, Steelers. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know how good the Saints will be with Brees when he comes back. I know that, like, he's got so many broken ribs. He went to Famous Dave's, and the ones they gave him were broken. Like, they keep finding extra ones that he didn't know he had.
I think it's 11 now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
How many ribs do you have? Now, Marilyn Manson 100. Has two fewer than the rest of us because he took them out so he could go to town on himself.
Trust me, that's not true. I tried it. It does not work.
That is an urban legend that I fully believe. But honestly, how many ribs do you have? What is it, like eight on each side, give or take? Or what is it?
I don't know.
Didn't the lady steal one from you guys?
Good point.
One less than us.
Way to go.
Thanks
a lot.
Yep. Why did you eat that apple?
Because we're selfish. I'm really kind of starting to realize that.
Apples.
How many ribs do we have? The vast majority of people are born with 12 pairs of ribs. For
the vast majority?
Yeah, 24.
I wonder if I'm a freak.
Why? How many do
internal.
You have?
I don't know.
So 24 is the, it says no matter the gender. So basically, he broke half his ribs.
Wait a minute.
Damn near half his ribs.
A rack?
Man, that's a lot of ribs broken. I bet that hurt.
Gross. I'm sure it did. And he punctured a lung. Which sounds even worse in a lot of ways.
I hope he is okay.
I hope you wake up before the game.
I'm a, what?
No!
I'm just not even going to say anything.
The Gophers canceled practice today, and their game this weekend against the Drunken Scotties is in jeopardy. What did the Gophers have? 20 or so guys out last week against Purdue, right? When Purdue got robbed?
Yep.
So more Gopher outbreaks might basically derail this game, and then Wisconsin doesn't get a chance to play, which might really hurt their chances at doing something significant down the road, which is just terrific. Joe Burrow not only tore his ACL, he also tore his MCL and had more structural damage. So they're saying
nine
to 12 months for Burrow.
Oh, no.
So it might be most of or some of or most of next season as well.
Goodness.
Depending on how fast the rehab goes or works.
That sucks.
That's bad.
Do we hear this week that he got a call from Teddy sometime in the last, sometime this week? Just
probably so.
I bet he does.
Yeah, Teddy seems like that kind of guy, right?
Right.
If it's a call from Super Dave, it's going to be historic.
Yep.
That's right.
That's right.
He'll ignore it, though. He'll go right to voicemail.
Yep.
What?
DeMarcus Cousins signed a one-year deal with the Rockets. You guys don't care about that.
What?
That's about it. That's enough.
Sweet.
All right.
When we come back, can we play a pop music pop quiz?
Yeah.
Good. I did audio, so you guys didn't cry in your beer this week.
Yeah, let's cry.
I didn't want
beer.
You guys crying like a bird.
Well, again, 87-year-old Brian's pretty well read when it comes to music. So my guess is old timey over there is going to slay us again. But we'll see after this.
Yeah.
The Fan. iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring the Architects. Animals.
Oh, wow. They finally put it in, huh?
Welcome back, Power Trip Morning Show.
You like pop music, John Bonas? You familiar with pop music?
Popular music. Yes,
pop is short for popular.
I have heard this thing called pop music, yeah.
Great. You've normally done pretty well in these little pop music quizzes. You do.
Sure,
Whoa!
I just dumped that. That's bizarre.
Yo.
So that was in the system
that
just now.
That was in the system.
Wow.
How did they miss that?
I don't know.
Well, I just dumped it.
Phone call.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
I'm going to go ahead and just delete that then.
Probably better. So that was like...
That's an iHeart track.
I heard the dude say, this is something you ought to hear, so curse away.
Good luck to all the stations that play that song across the country.
All right.
Wow.
They're
taking this podcasting seriously.
I guess they are.
Man.
So the after party continues here.
All right, let's do this. Let's get into it.
Now it's time for a pop music pop quiz on the Power Trip.
Thank you. My name is Chris Hockey, and I have some questions for you. All of them except for one is an audio clue. Okay? So you guys don't whine. Get sick of all the whine. I don't want to whine. Here you go. Are you ready, John?
I'm ready.
Okay. Question number one. The Beatles began recording this album on this day in 1966. The album included this song. So basically, which Beatles album did this song come from? 1966. Which Beatles album was that song on?
Yikes. Oh boy.
Question two. Speaking of the Beatles, on this day in 1973, former Beatle Blank had his first number one single with this song. Which former Beatle was this?
What year was this?
This would be 1973. Which former Beatle was that?
Can you play it one more time?
No!
I'm not going to do well today.
Number three.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Well, it's not fair. I'm 40, and old-timey Brianne over there went through all of this.
Yeah.
She remembers it. Yeah. This is so unfair.
Number three. On this date in 1984, the drummer of this band married Candace, and their marriage only lasted 1 month. Which 80s metal band is that?
Too fast for love. Oh, man.
That's a great song.
Too fast, too fast for love.
Jeez.
Is that way? No. Sorry.
I have to do it. If Paul isn't here, I have to do it to somebody. I can't do the show without doing it. On this date in 1986, this band's Live Without a Net DVD/VCR tape debuted. It was called Live Without a Net. What band is that? Somewhere down the line. Interesting.
Was I right?
Oof. I did. I said that was 1986. 1986, great year. I was 15.
Pretty sure I started 0-for-3, so feels good.
I'm also pretty sure they didn't have DVDs back then.
they definitely did not. DVDs in 1986 or so.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is not an audio clue. On this date in 1991, Queen singer Freddie Mercury died of AIDS after announcing that he publicly had, that he had HIV. He was blank years old. How do you think Freddie Mercury was when he died? Yeah, I know.
That's going to be a tough one.
That's a toughie, isn't it? Yeah, it's a toughie. I'm with you. But it's a pop quiz, you know? Doesn't go against your final score, but it does let me know if you've been reading the material, bitch. That's how my teacher talked to us. I'm sorry. Mr. Rao was a D word.
He's sexist, yeah.
R.I.P. Mr. Rao. Sorry, he was a nice guy. I'm just kidding. R.I.P.
Brand knew him.
Yeah.
They were the same age.
Somebody's driving down the road in Eden Prairie right now going, is he talking about my dad? okay, here we go. Number six. This band's drummer, blank, I should say, and I can tell you that this band's drummer, Eric Carr, on this date in 1991, died of cancer. Sadly for him, not only did he died on the same day as Freddie Mercury, so nobody knew that he passed away. He'd been with the group for 9 years. He was only 41 years old. Eric Carr played for this band. There's something sweet you can't buy with money.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
Gross.
Oh. Okay, remember, forget, Zach, you have to be Paul this week.
Sorry.
So you would say, no thank you.
No thank you. Oh. No, I got some last night.
That's not what I heard.
I woke up this morning covered in it.
That's essentially what he says.
Every day. All right, and maybe he's right, I don't know.
I don't know.
For him. Number seven. Yeah, number seven. Here you go. In 1992... the bassist for this band, Bill Wyman, divorced his wife after 2 years. The time they were married, she was 19, he was 52. Bill Wyman plays bass for what band?
19 and 52?
You heard me.
Well played.
So again, the Power Trip Morning Show is about to turn 19.
Yeah.
Who on this show is close to 52 outside of Chris? How old are you, Bonus?
53.
Would you date this show?
We've been a side action for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Would you date this show?
I've been dating you since you were 10.
Honey, please.
Why do you have that six pack of Zima and some coffee?
Why don't you take a seat there, John?
Yeah. We have the transcript.
Finally, number eight today. Eight different questions for you. This band's guitarist on this date in 2009 attended a ribbon cutting ceremony for a new weight room that he financed at Woodbridge High School in his hometown of Woodbridge, New Jersey. In addition, the town renamed a street in his honor.
You looking for the band or the person?
I am looking for the band. What band is that?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right.
Boy, I don't know my 80s hair rock nearly well enough.
I don't either.
Eight questions. Here you go. Do you guys remember what Beatles record this song was from? John?
Sergeant Pepper's. I thought that was the name of the album.
You are correct. That was the name of the album. It was a trick freaking question. Yes, trick questions, bitch. Did you get it?
I got it.
Corey?
Did old-timey Brianne get it?
Of course I did.
Of course she did.
Did Sauce get it?
I did the one with the barefoot crosswalk cover.
Whatever, man.
That's not it.
That's not the title.
Did you get it, Corey?
Abbey Road.
I said Abbey Road.
Yeah!
I don't know my Beatles.
Well, speaking of your Beatles, do you know which former Beatle recorded this song in 1973? John Bonus?
I put Ringo Starr.
Oh my goodness.
Corey Cove?
I don't know either, so I guess John Lennon.
Yeah, I picked that John Lennon feller.
What'd you say, Brianne?
George Harrison.
Damn. Only one of you got it right, and it was John Bonus.
Oh,
that is Ringo Starr. That is Ringo Starr.
Take that, Brianne. I know everything about music because I've been around for 80 years.
That makes me question everything.
By the way, that is a sweet little video.
It sounds like Harrison, doesn't it?
If you ever get a...
That's a happy little tune like Harrison would play.
I thought Ringo Starr sucked. I thought he wasn't good. That's a good song.
Well, that's probably still true.
He was very famous.
That's a great song. I'm with you. I like that song a lot. And it's a sweet little video if you ever get a chance. He made a video with like snapshots of him and the Beatles when they were kids. It's pretty good. Anyway, number three. You guys remember what band that is?
Is it obvious? It's obvious, isn't it?
I think it is, but it's because I loved this record.
It's definitely not obvious for the rest of us. It's
definitely Motley Crue, right?
It is Motley Crue. You are correct. Yeah. Anybody get it right besides Zach?
Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Well, I should have.
I guess Skid Row.
I was going through as many of those as I could come up with, and I could not. Somehow Motley Crue did not make the list.
That was too easy.
Yeah.
He was married to a lady for a month. In 1986.
He had enough.
Yeah. She couldn't take anymore, literally. Well.
Ew.
Yep.
Ew.
Number four, 1986. What band released Live Without a Net? Anybody? What band is this?
Van Halen.
If it's not Van Halen, then I just quit.
Van Halen.
I said something else. I suck.
I have no idea.
It is Van Halen. You are correct. Yes. How old was Freddie Mercury when he died in 1991? Anybody?
40?
I put 35.
I guessed 43.
I guessed 33.
Closest is Corey Covey. He was 45. We'll give Corey the point on that.
Yes.
45 years old in 1991 when he passed away. The drummer of this band was a guy named Eric Carr who passed away on the same day as Freddie Mercury. Sadly, at the age of 41. What band is this?
You gotta say it right.
Knights in Satan's Service.
Kiss.
Oh, I can't believe I did
Kiss.
That.
Kiss. It is Kiss. You are correct. That is correct.
Kiss.
All right. Bill Wyman plays bass for this band. Anybody miss this?
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Stones.
No idea.
You didn't know who this was, then?
No.
Really?
No. Really?
Wow. And finally, what band does this song? The guitarist, street named after himself in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Did you get it?
Yeah. I said Poison.
You said Poison?
Sorry.
You not remember that Brett Michaels is from?
Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Bon Jovi kicks ass.
Thanks, great. Who got how many?
Five.
Well, if we count that I was the closest on five, then I got five.
Yeah.
Because I went over three and then got the last five.
What'd you get, Zach?
Sauce, how many do you have?
Four.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good job, guys. Well, you all tied it up.
Yeah, I'll give it to you guys, because I technically didn't get the Freddie Mercury one right. So John and old-timey Breanne won.
Nice job. I like old-timey Breanne, actually, by the way.
Is that old balls?
Yeah, I like old-timey, because I need you to, start dressing like you were from the Roaring Twenties.
A flapper.
Yeah, I want you to be a flapper.
I'm not going to do that.
Fine.
I want to call her a dame.
Yeah.
Broad.
We call her much worse to her face.
Breanne's a sweet dame.
She's a sweet dame. Anyway, there you go. The pop music pop quiz is in the books. It was a hell of a competition. Thanks, guys. You did great.
So what really matters is next. And then about an hour from now, Jason Zucker and Mark Rosen joins the show. This is the Power of Your Morning Show on The Fan.
Playing this for poor old Ringo Starr out there who nobody gave credit to. Except for John Bonus.
Is that George Harrison's kid playing with them?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're looking at the video right now. I don't know if he put it together, somebody did it for him or whatever, but it's on YouTube. And it's intermixed with photos, obviously, of Ringo and the old guys back in the Beatles, back in the day. Plus, Eric Clapton playing guitar with him as well. But you can do that when you're a Ringo Starr, right?
Right.
You just make a call. And,
right.
And by the way, the way that Breanne knew that was George Harrison's kid is because, basically, that looks just like George Harrison.
Exactly like George Harrison.
I know, it's so crazy. It's like when you see Glenn Frey's kid playing with the Eagles. You're like, "That? Are you sure that's not Glenn Frey? Did they just weekend at Burning Man?"
The H is O.
Right. Anyway, welcome back to the Patrick Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. Expecting Jason Zucker today, and not Carly, but yeah, Jason. Wowzers. Right
finally,
now.
Finally, something for Breanne to look at, because the rest of us aren't much to look at.
What are you talking about? My man's right over there. I'm looking right at him.
Who's Zach? That's
sweet of you.
Yeah, Zach.
Point at Zach?
Yeah, Zach and Diane.
No, I meant Bonus.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's... Why is that funny?
Yeah, why it's is that funny? Why did you giggle?
Because you're married.
That's so mean.
Oh, yeah, the marriage thing is the difference.
Yeah, like married guys don't like to be looked at and
right.
wanted.
Married guys can't be attractive.
How dare we? I'm hurt for you, John.
Cultivated CBD brings you What Really Matters. Thanks, Cultivated CBD.
Yeah, thank you so much, Cultivated CBD. Thank you for a good night's sleep. I appreciate you very much.
Adam Thielen placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. That doesn't necessarily mean he's not going to play Sunday. We don't know if he tested positive or just was exposed or around somebody that did. So we'll have to wait and see. But what has he got, about a five-day window, right, where he's got a kind of quarantine until we find out?
5 days, yeah. I think it's a couple, two, three negative tests.
So my guess is he misses most of the week of practice.
Right.
But he knows what he's doing.
I'm sure he's like, oh, no, not that.
Right. But what really matters is this.
Super spreader.
Oh, he is not. Tiramisu. Would you guys like tiramisu?
Sure.
My friend Chad loves it.
Oh, well, this is perfect. That was definitely, hold on, this is great. Wow. Great. Hold on one second. Great.
Put this in the book. The book is Zach.
The book is Zach. I'm going to go ahead and start it. I'm sorry. Who is
his
it again?
Friend Chad friend loves Chad. Tiramisu.
It's his birthday today.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Are you going to get him some tiramisu for his birthday?
Happy birthday.
It's one of his favorite desserts.
Can you tell me Chad's last name, or do you feel uncomfortable?
Chad Olson.
That's great. Is that with an E or an O?
It's an O.
Okay.
Does it go by Charlar?
No.
He should. He definitely should.
What are some of his other favorite desserts?
Yeah, could you just give me two more? I don't have room for a lot.
He likes chocolate shakes.
Chocolate shakes.
Chocolate with an S?
Yeah, chocolate. Yeah. That's what they call it.
He also likes strawberry shakes sometimes.
Okay, so he likes tiramisu.
A variety of
chocolate shakes and strawberry shakes.
And great. Tiramisu.
That's great. Thank you, man.
That's all I need for now.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I haven't decided whether I might not get a book deal, so I don't want to waste my time. This might not go anywhere.
You're doing it on spec.
Yeah, I really am. Yep.
What really matters, though, is this.
Anyway, tiramisu was invented in Italian brothels because they believed it was an aphrodisiac, which is weird because if you're at a brothel, you're pretty horny already.
And you don't really care if they're turned on.
Yeah, right. They're right? Definitely not.
No.
If you can get a lady turned on, you probably don't need to go to a brothel.
Right.
Which is why I got to remember I got an appointment.
That's
later
what the tiramisu is for.
Oh, gosh, I wish there were brothels around here.
Does your friend Chad like prostitutes?
Great point.
We were in Vegas a couple weeks ago.
That's pretty vague.
Yeah. He appreciates them.
Okay.
Well, he appreciates
them. He doesn't, you know, necessarily.
Does he appreciate them like art?
He might not partake, but he definitely appreciates their craft.
He likes to watch. He doesn't like
to partake. Okay, this is great then.
Oh, he likes to watch.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. All right.
So I still have to charge him an admission fee, but it's cheaper for
him. So you're charging him. This is $1 an hour. Thank you very much. Okay, great. It's awesome. Thank you very much.
Three games on Thanksgiving. Houston at Detroit. That'll be fun. Houston minus 2.5. That's at 11:30. Then Washington is at Dallas. Dallas minus 3 at 3:30. And then Baltimore-Pittsburgh, finally a good game at 7:20. Pittsburgh, 4.5-point favorites. They are 10-0. That's on Thanksgiving. That's 2 days from now. What really matters is this.
The highest point in Connecticut is on a mountain called Mount Frizzle, which makes me feel weird about the Magic School Bus. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, John.
Yep, didn't get that joke.
That's okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Goodness.
Somebody, didn't we read somebody's playing Miss Frizzle in a movie? Somebody from Saturday Night Live or something? Or no, it was the lady from, who's the crazy girl in the 40-Year-Old Virgin? Elizabeth Banks? Elizabeth.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth Banks, that's her, right?
Yeah,
she's playing Miss Frizzle, apparently,
Beth.
In a movie.
Well,
yeah, Beth.
Darned.
Huh.
Magic School Bus.
Right on the Magic School Bus.
Feels like Kate McKinnon would have nailed that role.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could see that.
Can you imagine that permission slip for a Magic School Bus trip?
Right.
I'm going to take your kid, shrink him down, and we're going to go through the digestive system of some random person.
Yeah, we're going to check Grandpa's prostate from the inside. Honey, are you sure we should sign this?
So, Sauce, let me break this down for you. Let me ask you a question. So you're saying in a world, in an alternate universe that exists where it is common knowledge that we can shrink school buses down and travel through other people's digestive systems, that you're concerned about the difficulty of getting a permission slip, even though that's the norm.
Yeah.
That shrinking is a normal thing in this alternate universe that you live in.
And permission isn't?
No, but you're saying it would be difficult to get the permission slip. I would say it's pretty easy. The technology's safe. We all know we can shrink down in the bus and drive around.
I hate to stand up for Zach Sauce.
His dad's a lawyer.
But not everybody knows about Miss Frizzle and her magic school bus.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a secret with class.
Her magic massager either, probably.
Let's check the nightstand.
Try finding that spot.
Well, yeah, I'm going to shrink the school bus down and rev that engine.
God, give Miss Frizzle some tiramisu first. Give her a chance, at least.
Right on the magic school bus.
My turn or your turn?
Oh, God, I don't know.
The Rams beat the Bucks 27-24 last night. Tom Brady threw a couple of awful interceptions. Jared Goff with a monster game. Rams win, Bucks lose. What really matters is this.
IKEA started as a mail order business that sold postcards and pencils. And of course, yes, you had to assemble the pencil yourself. Took forever. Get the lead inside the wood.
I love the cinnamon rolls at IKEA.
I like the meatballs, man.
Oh, those Swedish meatballs.
Those Swedish meatballs are
so
the bombs.
Good. How many of those could you eat in one sitting?
If I'm being serious, I bet I could eat a dozen.
How many of those do you think voyeur Chad Olson could eat?
He probably could down a good 8 or 9. He's such a slow eater, you know? He takes forever to eat. So
yeah, we all
him
know.
Like,
I mean,
2 hours.
That's what we all say about old Chad. Damn, you eat slow. Wrap it up down there, buddy.
God.
Old Chad, the slow eater. That's what we all say.
2 things we know about Chad. He eats slowly and he eats to get horny. So he just slams that tiramisu and those chocolate shakes.
We're like, damn, Chad, that quarter pounder was supposed to be fast food. Wrap it up. I know it's your birthday, but son of a bitch.
Teddy Bridgewater is expected to practice this week for the Carolina Panthers. The Vikings and Panthers play on Sunday here at U.S. Bank Stadium. So the return of Teddy Bridgewater. So again, the combo platter there is Bridgewater's expected to practice. I haven't seen anybody specifically or definitively say that he's playing Sunday, but if you're going to practice all week, can't we assume you're going to play, right? Mm-hmm. We all on board with that?
Yeah, 100%,
yeah. He's going to practice all week. He's going to probably play on Sunday.
I would say for sure, yeah.
So we can probably for now assume that Teddy's going to play on Sunday, but it looks like Christian McCaffrey is unlikely to play on Sunday against the Vikings. The Vikings are 4.5-point favorites, -210 on the money line. The over-under is 48.5.
Weird that we have 3 home games in a row. Not that it matters at all, but I think that is weird.
Yeah, I don't even know if it is a home or away game anymore.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
What are the Vikes, 1-4 at home?
Yeah, they've only won one.
1-4 at home. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. What really matters is this.
Now, wrap your head around this one, Chad, while you're eating that thing so slow.
Tiramisu he's talking about.
Yeah, tiramisu. It's a jewel-encrusted crown that is edible. And tastes slightly of alcohol. 1 pound of dimes, Corey, and 1 pound of quarters are worth the same amount. That's 200 dimes. They weigh 1 pound, and they're worth $20. 80 quarters weigh 1 pound, and they're worth $20. Crazy, right?
They also weigh the exact same.
That's exactly right. Right. Weird, right?
Interesting.
I'm struggling with that one.
So again, you got 1 pound of dimes. 1 pound of dimes is 200 of them. And 200 dimes is, guess much, $20. You got 1 pound of quarters, and that's 80 quarters. And 1 pound of quarters is $20.
Okay. All right. I guess.
So I'm saying?
Yes.
It's okay, man. I got you.
So old-timey Brian was using an abacus, not a calculator.
Yeah. What about the half pen?
Is that intentional? Like, or is that just like, oh, crap, we just stumbled upon the fact that these...
You know, I really honestly don't know the answer to that question.
Well, they both have like the...
I'm going to send an email
like
to the mint.
A different metal in the middle, right? And maybe the same metal on the outside.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just a matter of it being 2.5 times the weight.
Right.
Right.
When was the last time you handed somebody or were handed actual currency?
I know, isn't that something?
Either paper money or change.
I tipped the people at the Boo with dollar bills.
At the Voo?
Yeah, that too.
I think it was last week when somebody paid me my $50.
Oh, yeah. Look at
okay.
That.
Sunday.
Honestly, outside of paying bets here on this show, right. I don't ever use money anymore.
That's why I'm spending cash now, is because I've got $50
for
you.
There you go.
Yeah, Carboni, delivery guy.
There you go.
Yeah. Boom, bitch.
It is weird, though. Like, you know, when you're 10 years old, if you found a quarter, you're like jackpot. Now at 40, and this has nothing to do with my financial situation, if I find a quarter, it's not more like I don't value a quarter. It's, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm not going to drive a quarter to the bank. Right. I'm not going to put it in a piggy bank at home. What am I going to do with a quarter?
Alternately, I get $50 in cash from you. I want another bet from another guy, $100. Mm-hmm. I'm walking around with $150. I feel like I'm rich.
Yeah.
Like, I've got $150 cash. When do I ever have $150 cash? I usually have $0 cash.
Right.
You're definitely not a gambler.
No, that's right. I don't gamble much.
You know, it's weird, though.
Marnie Gellner doesn't get out of bed for less than $150. Right. She's got to hit that max bet button.
I am 100% sure that it's because of the arcade back in the day. Quarters will always be special to me.
Right, yeah.
They always mean a lot to me. If I see a quarter, I'm picking that sumbitch up.
Yep.
Some days I won't pick up a dollar, but if it's a quarter, I'll pick it up.
For me, it's...
Depends on how bad my back hurts.
For me, it's parking meters.
Yeah, okay, gotcha, right.
Having a roll of quarters in the car, but you could park anywhere. It's awesome.
I'm someplace in my brain, I'm sure I'm going to roll past an Asteroids machine, and I'm going to need a pocket full of quarters, man. God, I love the Asteroids machine.
I just loved arcades.
Yeah, so much.
Gotta win the lottery so I can buy like 40 stand-up arcades and not worry about the price tag, because otherwise it's irrational.
Money.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a ripoff for one game.
Like, your wife is gonna let you have 40 arcade games?
Oh, she would. Basically. She loves. She's a gamer.
All right. Okay.
I have to stop her from spending that money.
Oh, man, why would you do that?
Ideas. All right. The news is next with Chris. Little sports with Zach, and then about 40 minutes from now, Jason Zucker of the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is weird to say still, and then Mark Rosen joins as well. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Raving about this cover this morning.
Clear sinuses out. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
I just played for you.
That's Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande covering Don't Dream It's Over. Now I'm my car. I love it. Wow, weird to throw that part in, but you know, they're artists. I'm not going to question them.
So, two people singing to duet. What's three?
A triped.
Trio.
It's a trio, yeah.
Trio, ped. Trio. Hey, woman. Yeah, but he needs to be singing the same song. He doesn't understand what's going on here. It's ridiculous.
Might be sacrilege for the young kids in the room here, but in a voice battle between Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande, it's not even close. Right, and Ariana's a good singer. Am I the only one that thinks Miley's on a whole other plateau?
You think she's better?
Well, I think Miley is significantly better.
Man, I don't think Miley's a very good singer at all.
Man, interesting, for sure.
Yeah, but that's,
she has a very interesting voice, but she doesn't.
But Ariana Grande's voice is just so, it's clean, but it's not distinct at all.
It's Miley's kind of generic,
like,
yeah.
Miley's like smoky tone thing is super good.
See, to be, and again, I think she's great. This is just, if we have to pick between the two, mm-hmm. Miley's so nasally that it almost is hard for me to listen to sometimes.
That's why I love her. It's so distinct.
I just thought it was interesting with the two different kind of voices in this. This is from 2015, but it kind of came across my radar when I was wasting time at work this weekend.
You weren't locked in a Barrera or what?
It wasn't during that. I promise you.
Okay.
It was kind of more sex starting activities. I promise
is that
you
right?
Wasn't during that.
Oh, is that right?
Hmm. He has my full attention.
I bet he
Sunday.
Does. I bet he does.
Hmm. I'll pay you $20 to not pay attention next Sunday.
Well, I will not be $20 richer, that's for sure.
25?
25. All right,
let's do the news.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by Firefly Credit Union.
Hey, hey, hey! Well, thanks, Brianne. My name is Chris Hockey, and I'm bringing you the news. Here's something for you, whatever your name is, John. John, where'd you go to high school? I forget.
Thomas Jefferson.
And that is in
Bloomington. Jefferson, Bloomington, Jefferson. Where Mark Parrish went.
That's great. That's great.
Big Wires.
Yep.
Big Wires?
Yeah, go Big Wires. God, Chad loves Big Wires.
He really does.
Another thing Chad loves.
Yep. Eats him slowly.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, that never mind then, because for some reason I thought you went to high school in Minneapolis, but I was way wrong.
No, my kids both did.
Hey, well, there you go. A Minneapolis native is nominated to be a part of Joe Biden's cabinet. How about this? On Monday, Joe Biden announced a president-elect, Jake Sullivan, as his pick for national security advisor.
Yeah, from Tartan.
Sullivan, actually, is a Minneapolis Southwest High School alum.
So is my son.
See?
Jake Sullivan was launching threes, varsity basketball in about eighth grade. Huge deal. Went to Iowa State, I think.
Everybody called him Sully.
Remember I called a few of his games.
Sure you did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The dancer?
No. It wouldn't let me
I'm
in.
I'm killing Brianne today. It's the best day ever. I want you to walk around and ride in the back of my Gladiator and just laugh when I say things. It makes me very happy. Here we go. And I'm trying some new things today. You know, back in the day, Corey, when I first started in radio, my job... as the intern at the Big Wazoo Dayton's Dangerous Rock and Roll Station, was to cut up the audio for the news reports. And I don't use audio for my news reports. And I thought, well, I should go back to old school days and do that. So here I go. Hmm. For instance, check this news story out. And it sounds like this is a Martin Scorsese film, but this is a real news story out of lovely Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The indictment announced Monday against the 15 alleged gangsters accused them of racketeering conspiracy, illegal gambling, loan sharking, and drug trafficking. Among the defendants are 60-year-old Joseph Servideo, also known as Joey Electric, and 73-year-old Anthony Gifoli, also known as Tony Meatballs. Prosecutors say the family operated in Philadelphia and Atlantic City. I'm now, Mark Mayfield.
Oh, thanks, beautiful. Mark. Now, listen, I, for one, think both those gentlemen are not guilty. I just want to get that out there right now.
You got to be one of the two, Joey Electric or Tony Meatballs.
Well, I
you
think...
You got to be Joey Electric.
I would much rather be Joey Electric.
Listen, I'd be...
Joey Electric is the Miley Cyrus of this duet.
I feel like Tony Meatballs doesn't take any crap, though, you know?
Well, yeah, but and nobody would... If you're going to look at me, I'm definitely going to be called Tony Meatballs.
Tony Meatballs is morbidly obese, right? Joey Electric might be 6'6 and 180 pounds, yeah. Right?
He smokes a lot, too.
So right. I guarantee you both these guys are from South Philly. And here's what, here's my story.
Be careful over there because they're both innocent men.
Here's my story about
South... How many times did they vote?
Here's my story about South Philly.
Yeah.
South Philly, Philadelphia, very old city, very small street. Right. Basically, just wide enough for three cars at max on all of those streets. And so most of Philadelphia, you can park on one side of the street, and the other two go one way. One direction.
Wait,
right?
Are you talking about the streets of Philadelphia?
I'm talking about the streets of Philadelphia.
Okay, continue.
Brian's old.
He's on fire today.
In South Philly, that's not the way it works. In South Philly, two of the lanes are for parking, and they are the right lane and the middle lane. The left lane. The left lane is used for driving.
Really?
The entire South Philly, you have everybody double parks. And the reason why is because everybody knows each other. You just, if your car is parked in, well, that's your cousin Joey. You just go next door or down the street and you go up in Joey's back door and you grab the keys and you move Joey's car.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow. Is it known that like, and maybe I'm being very silly. Maybe it even is still happening in St. Paul. I don't know. But is it known that there are still mafioso families operating like this in Philly, as far as you know? Because I think they're innocent, by the way.
When I was living there in the mid-90s, it was absolutely a thing. Now, whether or not they've all moved to Cherry Hill, New Jersey,
I wrote about it, yeah, but it's because they're all so innocent there.
Or Kansas City.
Yeah. There's definitely sort of the mafioso suburbs now at the point. I think they've kind of graduated to some extent. But the old time, yes, for sure. Joey, I love South Philly.
Yeah.
We got married in South Philly.
Did you really?
Yeah, your wife's from West Philadelphia, right? Wasn't she born and raised?
Born and raised.
Is she connected?
What did she do most of her days? Was she just shooting some b-ball outside of the school, or what was she doing?
Yeah, that's right.
A couple of guys like Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs were up to no good.
Damn right they were.
Started...
I saw Will Smith in South Philly, actually.
Oh, sick brag. He was in the studio
once.
Will
Smith or a different guy?
The real one.
No kidding.
What was he doing?
Riding the subway to the Phillies game in South Philadelphia.
Is that right?
What year was this?
1993?
Oh, he really hated the original Aunt Viv at that point.
He really did.
Right, that's when he really didn't like her.
Yeah, boy. They all hated her.
Then he called, or she called Alfonso Ribeiro, like Will Smith's tampon or something.
She did. She called him that. That was why he hates her.
Yeah, lots of fun.
He called her.
Bushfire.
Didn't know how I was going to use that today, but I knew it would work out handy. So anyway, there you go. Again, one more time, I want to go on record. I think both those gentlemen are innocent. If you're thinking about making your own turkey for Thanksgiving and you're not used to it, or you're thinking of alternate plans, please call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. It's being flooded right now because so many people catch their homes on fire this time of year if they're not experienced. Check this news story out.
Workers say with health workers urging people to stay home, more are attempting turkey for the first time. Many people are asking how much bird they should get for a small gathering, and Butterball says the golden rule is 2 pounds per person. People are also asking for alternatives to the traditional roasting methods. Those include grilling and deep frying the bird.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thanks, Mark.
Deep frying. Mark's all over this morning.
He's great. Deep frying a turkey can burn your damned house down, too. So please be careful with that.
So you want to be careful about the Euripides thing.
Yeah.
So I don't eat turkey, shocking. But a handful of years ago when the fam was still in Blaine, my wife was like, we got to get one of those turkey air fryers, so we don't have to deep fry them. I'm like, are we spending like $100 on a turkey air fryer? Legit, one of the best decisions we've ever made.
It must be enormous.
It's not that bad,
really.
It's one of those things you do it on the porch or the deck or the garage. Gotcha. You don't do it in the house, but So, but it's not like the size of a grill. It's
no kidding.
It's awesome.
I got to tell Kim about that.
Awesome. It's just a propane tank. Yeah, you don't need. So there's no oil. There's no. You know, the house is not going to burn down. There's not going to be a grease fire. It's awesome.
Oh, cool. They're duly noted. Thank you. By the way, there's so much tryptophan in turkey that Chad Olson, whose birthday's today, when he eats it so slowly, he falls asleep before he finishes what's on his plate.
Call that Butterball Hotline, Chad Olson.
Yeah, please. Butterball Hotline was Meat Sauce's number for his whole high school.
My brother-in-law's named Chad Olson. I don't think it's the same guy, though.
Maybe it is. How weird would that be?
You got red hair?
No.
No, that's a different Chad, then. What are the odds?
That's the differentiating factor.
Yep. Yep. My brother-in-law is not a ginger.
But he could be if you think about it.
Why?
Because your wife's a ginger?
Other side. It's, okay. It's my sister's husband.
But he didn't know that.
Very fair.
Thank you. And lastly.
But he knows his Chad Olson.
Right.
And his Chad Olson is a ginger.
Hey,
And has vampiric blood.
How cool would it be to have $1 million?
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be awesome to have $100 million?
Or $200 million?
But think about this. Three. I mean, no, really. Sit with me for a minute. Think about this. $100 million. Think about how much money that is. Mm-hmm. Now, how many of those do you need to have a billion?
10.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, man, right?
Yep.
Agreed. Yes.
Elon Musk is now the second richest man on the planet.
The Bloomberg Billionaires Index shows the Tesla founder has edged past Bill Gates with a net worth of $127.9 billion. Gates, the co-founder of Microsoft, is worth $127.7 billion. Bloomberg notes Musk added over $100 billion to his net worth this year. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is still far and away the leader with roughly $182 billion in net worth. I'm Dean Muccio.
What happened to Mark Mayfield? What? Mark, Dean Mercho?
The crime boss has got to Mark. they didn't appreciate
Joey
that.
Joey Electric support. Just slit his throat. Put him in an oilless turkey fryer.
$179
Tesla's stock split. Billion. And then he's been on fire. I think it's like 7X this year. Something like that.
How many millions is that?
What, $179 billion?
That's
$127,000 million.
I don't know how you did that, and I don't even know if that's true, but wow.
Right.
Okay, Matt Damon.
Well, a million is 1,000.
Okay.
And this is 127 of those, so it's 127,000.
179,000.
Yeah. Let's just check this out.
I'm sorry, it was 179 billion.
This is going to be a rounded number, but we're what? 38 days away from the end of the year, right? 365 minus 38, so 327 days so far this year, right? And I know he said approximately $100 billion in increased net worth this year, right?
Right.
Approximately. So he's rounding as well.
Yeah.
God, does my calculator even go up to 100? It doesn't.
Oh my God. What do you need to know?
How poor do you
turn
feel?
Turn it sideways.
Yeah, 100 billion divided by 327 days.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm not doing
3058103975 54. So that's like 30 million.
Oh, you can do it sideways. Can you really do
it? Oh, you really can. I thought you were joking, dude. I thought it was a joke.
Dude, I didn't know you could. Look at how many zeros you can add.
I didn't know you could do that either.
By the way, if you mess up,
if
you swipe on the numbers, if you mess up, like you hit a wrong number, it'll delete the number you just entered. If you swipe on,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Here's something I didn't know till the other day. If you're typing something like, say, in notes, and you want to put your cursor at a certain spot, hold down the space bar, and you can move your cursor anywhere.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You didn't know that till just the other day.
Till just the other day.
That was like 2-3 years ago. But question: do you know the undo button?
No.
So if you type something like whatever and you want to undo, you just shake it, shake your phone, and it'll say, do you want to undo?
Show us again.
So, are you kidding me?
I mean, you can shake it however you want.
I'm
going
to work on mine.
I like to stand up and shake it, but.
So really, by the way, so when Zach said 3.598, really what he's saying is $305 million a day.
Did it do it?
No.
What?
So this year, Elon Musk has won the Powerball, a sizable Powerball every day. Right? Wow. Think about it like that. Because when the Powerball's over $300 million, that's a big deal.
Right.
He's won it every day this year.
Good work.
That's a lot of money, man.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of dough.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's more incredible, that he makes $305 million a day this year? Or that you can turn your phone sideways and gives you more space on your calculator?
Well,
I had no idea. I
didn't know. It was, by the way, you were fooling me, right? You just
No, you should be. Brian, really? Have you seen that?
Yeah, you're
right. I thought you were just trying to get me to make that motion and you were giggling at me.
No, I do it in bed all the time.
I bet you do.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, presented by All Around Property Preservation.
Hey, thanks, All Around Property Preservation.
The Vikings will welcome the Panthers to U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday, noon kickoff, 10 a.m. pregame beginning on this radio station that you are listening to right now. They will look to bounce back from a 31-28 loss to the Cowboys that snapped that three-game winning streak over all the NFC North teams. The Vikings, by the way, tied with Detroit for last in the NFC North. Carolina, for their part, is 4-7. The Vikings have to do it without, possibly without, Adam Thielen. The wide receiver was put on the reserve COVID-19 list. Team has not disclosed whether he tested positive or came in close contact with someone who did. Thielen is coming off his best game of the season, by the way, logging 8 catches for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Make sure you end a lot of your hot takes with the word yeah.
Yeah?
Can I give you an example?
Sure.
So Christian McCaffrey's, he's unlikely to play against the Vikings. So, yeah. And he's one of the better running backs in the league. So, yeah. So yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The,
That was it.
Nailed it.
University of Minnesota has canceled Tuesday's Gopher football practice due to presumptive COVID-19 positive tests on Monday. So, yeah.
There you go. He did it. Did you see how he did it there?
Yep.
A spokesman at the university released the following statement. Quote, upon the advice of medical experts, the University of Minnesota football team will not practice on Tuesday and will conduct all meetings virtually as a result of a presumptive COVID-19 positive test on Monday. The team's goal is to return to regular practice in preparation for Saturday's game at Wisconsin. An update will be provided when additional test results are returned and more information is available. Of course, the Gophers without 22 players and 3 coaches in last Friday's win over Purdue, although not all of those were COVID-19 related. Gophers are scheduled to play the Badgers in Madison at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And if it's played, you can hear that here on FM 100.3 KFAN The Fan.
Yeah, she did a good job. That button really didn't fit.
Yeah.
Spoke clearly, quickly, had all the information.
I can speak clearly now because sauce is gone.
Zach is the cat's pajamas over there.
You really are.
Well, stick in Dickie.
Cutest little pajamas.
Well, stick in what? What did you say?
We'll stick in Dinky. I was going to say stick around in Dinky Town.
That's a Freudian slip.
Yeah, Minnesota Hoops. You're
running out to get your own button bar at this moment.
I actually could pull it. Anyway, no. Minnesota Hoops. Damn chair. The Minnesota Golden Gopher men's hoops will tip off tomorrow when it hosts Green Bay at Williams Arena. The Golden Gophers finished 12th in the Big Ten last season.
Nobody cares!
With 15-16 overall and 8-12 in conference play. They'll continue at home on Friday against North Dakota.
I'm sorry, what sport was that?
That was basketball.
Golden Gopher hoops.
Wow, you just completely ignore University of Minnesota hockey, don't you?
Gophers took down Ohio State, I think. I saw it was 3-1. It was 4-1. 4-1.
That's hockey, I think.
Yeah, do you know they opened the season on a 3-game winning streak?
Yeah, they're continuing
to. Show some respect.
And their 100th season ever. It was really cool. 3M Arena at Mariucci.
They've been playing for 100 years.
And,
they will play again tonight.
Yeah. I believe 7 o'clock puck drop, maybe 7:30. Check your local listings. Over on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and FM 103.5.
What's the second option?
Holy moly, what just happened?
103.5.
Yeah, check it out on 103.5
FM.
I know we've talked about it so many times. I've never been there, but this is a question I've never thought of before. Who is Mariucci? Like, was she a...
Floozy?
Was she a big part of the U?
Her name was Mary, and she had a nice Uchi.
Well, that
dear
was
God,
really
Zach.
Weird. Like, I was asking a serious question.
Right, oh. Then you get dirty.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know? You don't know, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, just making sure. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know what the name of the Indiana Hockey Arena is called.
Strangely enough, it's called the Indiana Hockey Arena.
Huh.
There's only one in the entire state. You just wait. When you get to that episode of the Queen's Gambit, you're going to say, Hockey and Corey ruined this for me. I'm not going to be able to take this scene seriously.
I couldn't take it seriously. I ended up smiling and laughing the whole
time. You can't help
it. She's falling on the lawn, and I'm laughing.
I know. You can't help it. It's so good. Yep. God, what a good show. I think you are going to love it, John.
I'm excited.
You should watch it.
Do you play chess, or you can play chess?
I played chess as a child. My son played a lot of chess as a kid. We started the chess club at Burroughs Elementary School.
Of course you did.
So, yeah.
There's another show I'm watching right now that I'll tell you about when we come back from break. If you like.
Sure.
I'm three episodes in. I think you might like it. It's a mystery. What's going on over there? Is he tickling himself?
I don't know what's going on over there.
Is Chad eating something very slowly and tickling you?
Fallness is a horrible person.
Is he harassing you again? He's such an online bully.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this. Jason Zucker and Mark Rosen in about 15 minutes right here on The Fan.
Say hello in this cafe. Sorry, I'm not going to lie to you. I was looking at Better Off Dead's IMDb page and wasn't prepared at all for this. You guys have my apologies. I'm sorry, but Better Off Dead, man. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Great movie. I want my $2.
Dude, exactly. That's exactly how we brought it up.
Yep.
I'm going to watch it with Abigail tonight. You've never seen John Cusack and Better Off Dead?
Nope.
Okay, it's the ultimate 80s movie. I can't believe you had HBO and didn't see it because it was on like every 5 minutes.
Sure. I think Curtis Armstrong in that movie.
Curtis Armstrong, go that way really fast. If something gets in your way, turn. That was a dead-on impression, but you have no idea. Anyway,
French toast, dude, French fries,
and right. Dude, we just watched the trailer for it, and again, now I haven't seen it in a long time. It's the most offensive movie. John Cusack tries to take his own life in so many ways.
Right. His girlfriend breaks up with him.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, the guy who like they say is the ruiner of television shows. You guys know who I'm talking about. He was on Better. He was on Happy Days right before it ended. He was on this show right before it ended. Does that face familiar to you? And it doesn't matter.
No.
People out there listening, you know who I'm talking about. At @Chris_hockey on Twitter. Please remind me what I'm talking about. Anyway, but I thought he was the bad guy in that film. He's not. It's I just took for granted he was the 80s bad guy because there were like three guys who played every bad guy in every right, 80s movie. Right. He was
James
one
Spader.
Of them.
Dabney Coleman.
Yes.
I thought I had seen every ski movie possible in the 80s, but I'm watching the trailer here. I definitely haven't seen this.
I guarantee you, you'll laugh out loud.
It's not a ski movie. Like it's just got a ski scene.
He's skiing with one ski.
Of course.
You've got to see it. And the cheeseburger scene with Everybody Wants Some.
Yes. It's a dumb movie, but
of course,
fun.
So yeah. Dumb.
It's an 80s
so
movie. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, so I got sidetracked by that. And then the little French girl in that film, her name was Diane Franklin in real life, and she played Joan of Arc in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
She did aerobic exercise at the mall.
That's exactly right. But, of course, we all remember her from Amityville Horror 2, The Possession, of course. Okay, so I'm watching the show called The Undoing on HBO.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant, exactly. So you know what I'm talking about, but you haven't seen it, right?
Right.
Okay, apparently it's still going on week to week to week.
Mm-hmm.
I've saw a lot of people that are very smart saying they like it.
Mixed reviews on Undoing.
Here's what I will say about it. It's moving way too slow. Mm-hmm. That said, I have no idea who did it. And I am three episodes in, and I legitimately can tell you, I'm going to stay because I, at this point, have no idea who did it.
And you're invested enough to
exactly.
care.
Exactly. And the very first episode, just a great set of boulders. I mean, my goodness. But there's a reason. There's a reason for it. It's not gratuitous.
If there's an affair or something?
I'm not going to tell you, Corey, because I don't give away spoilers unless it's the After Party podcast. You understand?
Right.
Okay, good. But I encourage you guys to watch it. It's
Nicole Kidman's great.
But she's not the one that gets naked.
I'm not going to tell you. No, she's not.
Oh, God. If this is like a Hugh Grant situation where he takes his top
off
and he's
racked. You'd be surprised at his... Yeah. His feeding tubes are impressive. So there you go. I encourage you to watch it. It's smart, and I have no idea what's going on. And those are two of my favorite things. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, if anyone liked Big Little Lies, I'm sure you guys didn't catch that. But, I mean, it's a pretty good show. It's by the same people who did that. Nicole Kidman was in that, too.
I did not see that.
Oh, this gal in the locker room? Is that what you're talking about in The Undoing?
Yes.
The nude scene in the locker room?
But
Google's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. And there's a reason that she's so naked, but wow. Yeah. All right.
So your review of the show is you're going to keep watching it, and there's nudity in episode one.
That's basically, if somebody put out a trailer and it just was like dead air and then those two things and that was the end of it, I'd watch it. I'd be like, that's something I need to see.
Naked gal walks through a locker room, and then at the end it just goes, who did it? This show looks good.
I'd be like, I don't know, but I wish it was me. All right. The NFL is implementing more COVID-19 rules. ProFootballTalk.com and PA friend Mike Florio reported the NFL sent a memo to teams on Monday outlining the changes as the league continues to look for ways to limit the spread of the virus. Starting this week, Corey, any player not substituting or entering the field of play will now be required to wear a mask at all times.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
I don't know how they're going to do it, man.
This seems like the players are going to get super annoyed.
Post-game interactions will be further limited, and play callers using face shields are also now required to wear a mask in addition to the shield.
What?
Yeah. So I guess when you come off the field, you got to take your helmet off. But I guess they maybe do.
So here's what I don't get, though.
I don't know.
The NFL teams are being psychopaths.
For sure.
About getting their players tested a billion times a day, right?
And thank you for doing so.
Right.
Yes.
Access to places like TCO.
Right.
They are doing about the maximum amount you can do while still being, you know, obviously they are, to play football, they're in close proximity, but we haven't heard of any in-game spread, right? Remember when the Vikings played the Titans? The Vikings didn't get any cases.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's not long enough exposure in a close space, right?
That's what we think, yep.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yep.
That's the newest and latest bit. So I guess I think they're doing almost everything they can to keep the game going.
Right.
Well, this seems like it's an extra
the
step.
The stakes are higher. The closer you get to the playoffs.
You got to finish, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And the numbers are surging.
I don't know what the revenues are like for the NFL.
Not very
much. But for Major League Baseball, they make so much more on the postseason than they do on the regular season. Like, Major League Baseball makes, I don't know, $10 billion in gross revenues. Over $1 billion of it is just the postseason, right? And you're not really paying the players much for that, right?
That's a great point.
For the playoffs, right? You're not paying them their full regular salary for the postseason. So that's where they make their money. They cannot afford, they do not want to lose their postseason. They do not want to lose that money. That's so much money that as you get closer and closer to it, they're going to get more and more uptight about any possible breakout. The last thing you can deal with is a team that's in the playoffs not being able to play.
That makes perfect sense that you say it like that.
I wonder if they take it one step further and basically say once you qualify for the playoffs, we're going to bubble you.
Well, I mean, that's what Major League Baseball did.
Yeah,
I can see. Have they upped the amount of teams to how many now that are going to make the playoffs?
14.
Seven per conference.
Seven per conference, yeah.
And there's a reason the NBA came back for the playoffs. The NHL just came back for the playoffs. Major League Baseball bubbled for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you're going to see the same thing for the NFL.
Speaking of the bubble, Jason Zucker has been in a bubble, right? He went to that Canadian bubble. We can ask him about being bubbled.
The boy in the bubble.
When he joins in a second. So Vikings news is next. John, thanks for your time as well.
Love to be here, guys. Good to see you.
TwinsDaily.com. TwinsDaily.com.
Thank you, John. Yep.
Jason Zucker and Mark Rosen next on The Fan.
Corey, can I say something to correct myself? I'm so sorry. Yeah. She was actually Princess Joanna in Bill and Ted. I was so wrong, and my apologies. Thank you, JT, for correcting
me. Way off.
Yeah, I know.
To The Fan.
I never want to be part of the herd. Hey, good morning, everybody. 747. longer segment there, and so we got to do a shorter one here. But Mark Rosen, hi Mark, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Chris.
Good to see you on a Tuesday. Thank you for being here.
Oh, hi Mark.
Look to your right there.
I know.
That's not Carly.
No, I know.
Sure. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. How
Jason
are you?
Zucker, everybody. What's going on with you? How did we upgrade? How did we get so lucky to have you?
Carly doesn't like you guys anymore.
I don't blame her. It's, you know what? We try. We do our best.
Yeah.
We troll her online all day. Yeah. And then
you guys are extremely rude. And she just doesn't like you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just simply right. Put. And she told me not to say that, but right. I decided I needed to.
You know what? And so you came to join the club, essentially, is what happened, right? You like this.
Yes, I'm on your side. 100%.
We have so much to talk to you about, but we have to do this, okay?
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Petco, your truck accessories, Pro.
All right, so the three big pieces of news, I guess, when it comes to the Vikings-Panthers game is the injury status of the three players, Bridgewater, McCaffrey, and Thielen, right? Ooh. Thielen's on the COVID-19 list. We don't know exactly what that means yet, right? Because we don't know that he tested positive. We just know he's been exposed, and he's in at least that reserve five-day bit. Yep. Otherwise, McCaffrey is unlikely to play against the Vikings, according to Adam Schefter and others. There's a couple people online saying that he's out. But everybody else says very unlikely.
Yeah, I've heard that they're pretty much telling him to shut it down for the rest of the year.
Because the record sucks?
Well, no, not so much the record, just the beating his body has taken this year. There's no upside to really pushing him through the season. Again, that the NFL wants you to play, and they want him out there, but if he's not healthy enough, I mean, it doesn't sound very good. He's got an assortment of leg injuries.
Gotcha. So we might avoid McCaffrey on Sunday, but it looks like Teddy Bridgewater is expected to practice this week. And like we said earlier, if you practice all week, you're probably playing
Well, that'd
Sunday.
Be great. It would be wonderful to see Teddy come back to U.S. Bank, even without fans and people's feelings about him. And his reserve did quite well shutting out Detroit last week, but it's all about Teddy. I mean, it'd be great to see him back at U.S. Bank and his teammates, but just to see him running around. I saw that hit he took. I thought, I hope it wasn't the same knee that destroyed at practice that day. But good for Teddy Bridgewater for so many reasons. So we'd love to see him back out.
So, Jason, you've played in a bubble right before you got here. We were just asking John Bonus about his thoughts on this. Like, as the numbers in the country get worse with COVID and college football games are getting canceled, the NFL does not want to lose the postseason, right? They don't want to screw this thing up. What would you do if you were Roger Goodell, now that you've gone through a bubble? How would you handle the rest of the NFL season if you had the power to make the call?
The tough part for them logistically is they have a lot of players. So if you go into a bubble, you need to find a city that has a massive assortment of hotels to be able to fit that many players in. You're not going to have those guys share rooms. So it makes it tough to find cities that can do that, that have a stadium that can also hold it, plus practice facilities. It's pretty easy for the NBA, especially, to go to a place like Disney, have that many hotels for, 12 guys on a roster, but then be able to put, take a warehouse and turn it into four different practice courts. The NFL is very different with that. They can't do that. Plus, they have long days where they have all these meeting rooms. They need a much bigger assortment of rooms and different facilities compared to the NHL and the NBA. So I think that's the biggest difference. So I don't think they'll be able to go into one only because of that.
Do you think they'll kind of self-bubble, though? At what point do they say in each individual NFL city, like in Minneapolis, if the Vikings just say, all right, from weeks 12 and on, we're bubbling from your family. It's just you're going to be at the team facility, team hotel, and that's it.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that happening. That's definitely a possibility. And I think, the postseason is so big revenue-wise, TV-wise. It's massive for every single sport, and that's why you saw the NHL come back. That's why you saw the NBA come back. The MLB went into a bubble for postseason. You can't lose the postseason. You have to have it, especially for the league. For the NFL being where they're at already, you're too far down the line to call this off. And for them, Super Bowl revenue, just commercial wise alone, is millions of dollars. I mean, arguably billions at that point, depending on if you take the entire postseason into it. So it'd be really hard for them to lose it at this point. So I could absolutely see that happening.
Think about, the NHL bubble, the NBA bubble, and the Major League Baseball bubble didn't overlap with Christmas. Can you imagine telling 32 NFL teams, like, yeah, you're not going to see your family for Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, because the season goes to the first week of January, right? And that doesn't even count the playoffs. Just the regular season goes right through Christmas. So I wonder if you truly bubbled. That would be a hard sell.
It's a sacrifice you have to make. I mean, I'll throw in a plug for Kirk Cousins' show, but his family is back in Michigan right now. He says, "What are you doing for Thanksgiving?" He goes, "Oh, by myself. My family just wants to be away. They want to make sure they're keeping me protected, everything else, and the exposure they're getting."
Laugh at him when he said that, did you?
Said, "Well, so I volunteered that I thought Sauce was around, that he'd go over and cook for him."
But Sauce is a super spreader now at this point.
Yeah, true, this is true.
I've had it. Zach has had it. We could go over and cook for Kirk.
You could.
I mean, I would just get Raising Cane's and tailgate.
Well, he'd think he'd be fine with that. So
sounds like Anthony Edwards from the Wolves loves Raising Cane's. So him and I are going to be best friends.
You are going to be best friends.
But, does Kirk cook?
If he does, it's not happening on Thanksgiving. So I think I think the Vikings might be providing some meals or take-home meals.
For TV dinners.
You know what he does do?
Wrong with that.
You know what he does do?
I know.
Sing.
Okay.
He does that. He also likes to go to Hy-Vee with CJ Ham.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback CJ Ham joins the power trip after this from Hy-Vee.
The Fan.
Hey, if you look at the calendar, you'll find out that the holidays are here, and it is time for your new KFAN Christmas sweater. It looks great. You can check it out on all of our socials at KFAN.com. And you can get 25% off with our Black Friday sale happening now. Check out all the designs and get your Black Friday deal in the Pro Shop over at KFAN.com.
How long are you going to talk?
Quick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Nice job.
Thank you. I made it in my own words.
Interesting.
Nice. Thank you, Brianne.
Mark Rosen's here.
Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
When is your Kirk Cousins show on?
It's on tonight. We have a special guest.
We don't even care.
Well, the old
don't
turtle doesn't care, but
me.
I care.
Dan Patrick is our special guest.
What?
No.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was a fascinating discussion.
DP?
DP's
I
on the show.
I
thought you were the talent.
No, I was just a side guy.
Who did a better job of interviewing Dan Patrick? You or Kirk?
Actually, Kirk did 90. Kirk was on Patrick's show last week, so he called in a favor, said, "Dan, you got to come on my show." So Kirk basically did, three-fourths of the year, which I was fine with. I just was enjoying listening to him. I asked him one question at the end about long-form interviews that in this day and age of got to have information right now, and I don't have the patience to read more than one paragraph on Twitter or anything else.
I heard that.
He had a fascinating answer to that and why people do, and he enjoys it so much, but I think why people do enjoy real conversations. So, but Kirk did 90% of the interview. It was his show, so he did. But it's good. Very, very interesting.
Awesome. I got a clip if you want to hear it.
Yeah, really? I'd love
to. Kirk's first question to Dan Patrick.
All right, good.
When is this here?
Tonight at 6 o'clock.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Wow, Dan, doing the harmony there?
Is that you, Rosie?
That's me.
Gosh.
Are you doing the na-na-na part there?
Yeah.
That's pretty
maybe,
good.
Maybe.
Jason Zucker, do you have any embarrassing things from your high school times that you wish we could find?
Not like that.
No?
That was actually pretty good.
I thought so, too. Thank you for saying that.
I am a horrible singer. So if I was singing at any point in my life and somebody recorded it, I would have to go into witness protection.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
You would not.
No.
You would not love to
I'm
hear
with
that.
You.
Well, disagree.
You looking for a backup singer?
Yeah, I am, actually. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for a gig at this point. But yes, I am. What's going on with your life, Jason Zucker? I mean, we're so
absolutely
happy to see
nothing.
You. Yeah, have you put on skates in the last 12 months?
No.
No, not at
no,
all?
No, okay, I'm actually trained to play football next year.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. That's why you've gained all the weight. I can see that. Perfect.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
Wearing baggy sweaters for a reason.
That's what we need, another white slot receiver. Just running quick little routes.
There we got Chad Beebe,
Oh, this has been great. It's been, honestly, it's been a blessing being home for this long, we obviously had that month or, 2 months or whatever it was, being gone for when the season restarted. But for me, it's been great seeing the kids grow up and, anyone knows that has kids that are 3 and 2, it's crazy how fast they grow. Everyone always says that, but until you're in it, it's a different world. So it's been a lot of fun for me. It's been great to have the family time, and it's something that I really cherish.
You will eventually go back to playing hockey. And I think a lot of fans here, with, of course, Wild fans, are anxious to hear. We've heard a lot of the NBA season starting. Haven't heard a lot about the NHL, what's going on. I know they're having a lot of discussions. What are you hearing? When's the season supposed to start? Fans, no fans? What's happening with the collective bargaining agreement right now?
Well, the CBA signed, so we signed a four-year extension past year. So this is going to be a bit long-winded, but essentially the CBA was supposed to end at the end of this season. Somewhere, I'm going to go back and make up a date, that December, we decided not to reopen the CBA because it had a two-year extension clause within that the previous CBA. So we extended it for two seasons. Then when COVID hit, it was kind of a mutually agreed upon that we were going to try to negotiate a new CBA to help with COVID and then future years, you know, to help the owners, the players, so on and so forth down the line. So we basically took the 2 years that we just extended, added 4 years on it, and made it all one agreement under the new terms that we negotiated this past COVID situation. So yeah, we have 6 years now left on our CBA, which is great. So now we are currently targeted to start January 1. That's what the NHL is targeting. We haven't heard that
full schedule.
That would not be a full season.
70 some maybe here.
Yeah, okay. it would be, I'm guessing, 60 to 70 games, somewhere in that range.
When would you have to go to Pittsburgh? Like mid-December?
Training camp, if that were the case, training camp would basically, and this is not set in stone, so take it with a grain of salt, but it would be December 15th training camp. We'd have a couple of days off for Christmas, because that's something that's been really important to the players. And then you'd start back up for a couple of days and start playing January 1. So you'd have a limited amount of exhibition games compared to what we normally have. You'd have 2 to 3. You'd have a two-week training camp. Now, the other thing that was agreed upon was the 7 teams that were not in the bubble last year have an extra week of training camp. The tough logistics side of this is the Canadian teams. The border is still closed. They still have a 14-day quarantine in place. So I'm assuming the league would try to work a deal with those Canadian teams for those players that are here in the States or over in Europe, that when they get back, they wouldn't have to quarantine 14 days. They can take 2 tests in 48 hours, you know, something along those lines and try to get it going. Because Ottawa wasn't a part of the bubble. I think Calgary was. But in general, Winnipeg was as well.
Well, maybe they should do what the NBA did, right? Like, the Raptors are going to play in Tampa.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
They're just moving.
Is that confirmed now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to just start. I don't know if they're going to do the whole season, but they're starting the season in Florida because of exactly what you're talking about. Toronto can't fly back and forth and play all these NBA games.
Well, one of the rumors, and I don't know if this is true or not because I haven't had been on a call with the PA, but one of the rumors was that Canadian division within the league. And basically those, what is it, 7 teams? Seven teams would basically form a division and play themselves throughout the year until that quarantine ban was lifted or the travel ban was lifted of that sort. It'd be really hard to find 7 cities. I mean, Kansas City would be one. They have a nice arena there we've played at. You could use college arenas, I suppose.
Grand Forks would be great for Winnipeg. And
yeah, the hard part is North Dakota's playing.
That's what you've got to
work through. So Kansas City would be perfect.
Come on, Zach.
But the other part, what
a dumb idea.
The other idea though is to use some of the AHL cities because they're not starting till February, and that's already a set date. So you'd have a month or so to start there, and then you could figure it out after that if you needed to. But I'm assuming they'll try to keep them there, and that Canadian division actually sounds like a good idea if they did a realignment amongst the other teams. So yeah, we'll kind of see, but as of now, to recap, we're planning to start January 1. That would put a training camp somewhere around December 15th.
With some fans?
I don't know. I think
was talking about yesterday was so much of the revenue is generated by
We are a gate-driven league.
Yeah, you really are.
Compared to the NFL, compared to the other leagues, we need fans a lot more than they do. For all that revenue. So for our hockey related revenue, that's why the bubble for us was still a loss, I'm pretty sure, for the league overall. So it's it's definitely tough. But you also want to make sure everybody's safe. I mean, that's the biggest thing. So if we end up playing with no fans for the first couple months until this calms down and we can get back to playing normal, then that's what we've got to do.
Terrific.
Do we think Jason knows the exact number of goals he scored for the Penguins?
Wow, yes, absolutely, 100%. Yes, he does.
He does?
I would say yes.
Yes.
Brandon, you think he knows or not?
Yes.
So this is kind of a funny thing. Like, I don't know if this is hockey only or not, but like I could tell you what every single one of those goals was.
Go through them. That's awesome. You can tell me the situation, the team. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So my first goal was against Montreal. I got a pass through Ben Chiarot's legs. One-timer goal against Carey Price. Hit his glove and went in. Mm-hmm. The second goal was that game from Marcus Pedersen. It was a forehand tip in the slot against Carey Price. Mm-hmm. The third goal was against Toronto on the power play. Crosby passed it across crease. One-timer and in.
Wow.
The fourth goal... that was Anaheim. Fourth goal is Anaheim. Marcus Pedersen, slap shot, tip in. The fifth goal is also against Anaheim, late in the game. I went down the left side.
My goodness.
Snapshot, low glove on John Gibson. And the sixth goal was against Ottawa. And that was Crosby's 800th assist. He passed to Connor Sheary. Sheary shot it for like a little tip, and I got my own rebound. Backhand goal.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Well done.
I can't remember how I got here this morning.
Or where you parked your car.
Yeah, good point.
I can't write a podcast description after the show because I don't remember what we're talking about.
Nobody cares, Zach. Please.
Please. The Grand Forks takes, too.
Please.
Jeez.
Wow. So that was what, six?
Six. That was, six. That was the right answer.
Wow. 12 points, 15 games.
Look at you.
All of those stats are also correct.
12 points, 15 games. That's a pretty good average, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had zero penalties.
Holy moly.
I might have had one. I might have had one.
You had
feisty out there.
You had one. You had one.
Thanks. What did you do?
Probably a bad call.
Yeah. It was a bad, terrible call.
Was it pass interference?
Pass interference. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, pass interference.
I don't know what the penalties
something
are.
Like that. Hit on a defenseless
goaltending
receiver.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. So you like hockey?
It's like Sean McVay.
No, I don't. I'm switching to football.
Why not both?
Yeah. Do you like Pittsburgh?
I would die. I love Pittsburgh.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's a great place. It's a great team. The organization's first class. Obviously, the players on the team are incredible. It's been a lot of fun. And the one thing that was great was they were extremely welcoming, especially to Carly. You know, the wives were great reaching out to her.
Boy, that's different.
You know, yeah, I know. And people don't typically like her.
Whoops.
You're going to be in trouble. You're going to get a text message in a matter of minutes.
I know, you're so right.
No, but they were so awesome. They were great. You know, I think she actually got texts from the wives before I heard from any of the guys on the team. So it was great. It was
hey,
definitely
not, fun. This is not for controversy. I'm just curious. Did you vote as a Minnesotan or a, Pennsylvanian.
Ooh. Pennsylvanian.
How long do you have to live there to be eligible in Pennsylvania?
You just have to have
a permanent residence of some kind.
Yeah.
So you could.
So, yeah, Pennsylvania is my full time residence.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Wow, good for you, man.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting. Should we do sports quickly?
We have to because
is hockey not a sport?
And I have a question.
You're not talking about
it? I have a question for Jason.
It's time for Fan 5.
That's a good question.
Brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Hey, thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
Thank you, Builders and Remodelers.
Go ahead, you lead.
Well,
didn't get to ask Dan Patrick anything, so why don't you ask Jason some stuff.
Post Dallas win, and the story came out about Cowboy head coach Mike McCarthy using a prop, watermelons, huge watermelons that he brought in to go Gallagher on the bit, smashing these. Did you hear about this, the watermelons?
What? No, it sounds stupid.
No. I know it does sound stupid. And I don't know what the point was other than let's start crushing people. I don't get it, but it was just they were laughing, but then they kind of all got riled up about it. I don't know if he put goggles on, but it's still...
Sauce doesn't.
Did he have a giant hammer like Gallagher does?
I don't know. This was a story. I'm thinking,
really?
Has a coach ever tried to do anything weird to fire you guys up just beyond yelling or doing some prop? Or
I'm surprised Mike McCarthy just didn't eat all the watermelons.
Well, that may be the case, too. But apparently he brought them with him because he felt that Minnesota didn't have the size of watermelons that he wanted this time of the year.
Now, he's probably right about that. They're
I think he's probably right about these days.
Yeah.
So it was the weirdest story I've ever. This is what he was using to motivate his team? Smashing watermelons?
Smashing
pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have never had a coach smash a watermelon.
Or anything.
I've seen him break a lot of things. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That works.
That too, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Sometimes I forget my mic is on. Sorry, my apologies.
No, that's all right. It's a weird post-game story.
Yeah, I mean, coaches, they definitely do some odd things. And there's also some things that they think are great. And guys are like, what in the world is going on right now?
When I was,
this is not working.
When here I was, we go.
Oh, here we go.
That's playing hockey. We actually.
Storied career.
Yeah. My coach.
So this is a White Bear Lake, yes. Minnesota, right?
Oh, you're right.
Okay, just checking.
We had the coach brought out some eggs. And we had to play on the ice with eggs. And then we ended up tying our goaltender to the goal, and we all shot like pucks at him because the goaltender was scared of pucks. So
he went full Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
like he literally watched the movie and said, "We should try this. This is fantastic."
He also was a drunk, and
the goaltender. How old was he?
13.
Wow. Have you ever seen that clip?
Of course. Yeah, I love it.
Duct tape to the post.
Literally duct tape. Wow. So were you saying that really happened, or are you making a goof on the movie?
Yes.
What a great bit.
Well, Les Steckel once punched himself in the face at halftime of a Viking Packer game.
What?
So there was that. Absolutely true story.
What?
What happened?
The Vikings were losing.
Ask Scott Studwell, ask Greg Coleman, ask those guys. Les Steckel, 1984, they were getting beat by the Packers in Green Bay. And in order to motivate his team in the second half, he started punching himself.
He went full
face.
Fletcher Reed from Liar Liar. Kicking my own ass.
Exactly. Didn't exactly work out very well.
What are you doing? I'm kicking my ass. What a great bit.
Can I tell you guys, and I haven't told this story in a very long time, and Corey, it's been so long you might have forgotten it because you're old like me now. My brother's high school football team never won a game. He played his sophomore, junior, and senior year. Ugh. And I was the water boy. We called a team manager. I was the water boy. And before the last game of his high school career, I can't remember his name. The coach comes in. And he looks at the team, and he goes, "I'm going to play you guys a song. This is your last chance. You've never won a game. This is your last chance. They call you Mud Valley. It was Mississippi Valley. They called us Mud Valley. You guys need to do this together as a team." And then the son bitch played this song.
Oh, no.
In the locker room before the game. He played Just Once by Quincy Jones, the saddest song ever. It didn't get anybody fired up. Everybody was crying.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good.
This is a true story.
Here we are back where we were before.
Thanks, coach.
This is before the game in the locker room.
Very Friday Night Lights like.
And guess what happened? They got their asses beat.
Yeah, here's the halftime speech.
True story, man.
I believe it.
Ah, my poor brother. Ten games a season they played, too. And they never won a single game.
God, it's like White Bear Lake hockey in the playoffs.
Damn it, Corey!
God, I wish Ryan Carter was here.
I was just going to say, don't tell Ryan Carter.
I hope Ryan's listening. Oof. All right.
Just once.
It's terrible.
Nice incredible motivation.
Yeah, thanks, coach.
All right, headlines when we come back, and then fill in the blank with, you know, Carly's been competitive the last couple of months, but Jason's taking her spot today. We'll see how Jason does.
0% chance I'd do anything good in this game.
Yeah, why not? Can't hurt. Headlines next. Power to your morning show on the Bay with Jason Zucker, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Mark Rosen.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
Good morning, everybody.
The story of that commercial break is it's over.
Easing into a Tuesday morning with Mark Rosen on my left, Jason Zucker on my right. Just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Corey, handyman at his house this morning.
Yeah, Randy's over today.
Randy's over, just doing some stuff,
some work
right?
done.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that how certain kind of movies start?
Yeah. Yeah, good.
I don't know, movies where a family has a very reliable handyman.
Yeah,
I don't understand why that would be a movie.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like, it seems like a pretty loose plot there. I mean,
he's there about 5 days a week, always working on something, never
so he's done
once.
And you're never around,
usually?
Correct?
Yeah, he works basically 5:30 to 9, but again, he's never once invoiced us, and we've lived there almost five years.
Does he do plumbing?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I sort of screwed up my toilet, and I need to, like...
That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
I need to, like, get a bidet installed. Do you think he would maybe come over after, sometime after 9 o'clock? And
I've been told he is a pipe master.
Really?
Yes.
Because when I took the pipe out, like, I think I broke something in the toilet.
Hey, so Jason, you see why Carly didn't want to come in today?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you understand now?
I've heard he can put pipes in and pull pipes out.
Really? Okay. Because that's
essentially all day
right
long.
Now? See how
this
happens?
It's just a one-man job.
I got really,
Rosie,
really...
Rosie, can you stop them over there?
I can't stop. Okay, I could try to reach over and turn his mic off.
You can strangle him.
We could try stopping him with this. Here we go.
Now it's time for... Headlines.
You got that right.
By our friend at Bud Light Seltzer.
And you got that right, too. Thank you, Bud Light Seltzer. Let's drink some this Thanksgiving weekend, shall we?
All right, raise your hand if you're over 45 years old. Zach, put your hand down. All right, so Rosie, yes. Chris, yes.
Yes.
Old-timey Brian.
Yes.
A new study found that people over 45 years old have a higher risk of catching STDs than ever before.
Oh,
it's a
really
rough data.
That's a weird story.
Bring that up.
Yeah.
That's a really...
Inconvenient.
Because...
What I call it.
Oh, that's a headline. I can't ask questions.
I don't know. I didn't click on the link.
No, I get it. All right.
People over 45 have a higher risk of catching STDs than ever before.
Well...
Good for them.
Good for them.
A surgeon in Saudi Arabia had a fatal heart attack in the middle of operating on a patient.
Oh.
It's my nightmare.
Ugh. What did he see in there?
What do you do? Right?
I guess
close him back up, and or do you call somebody off the bench? I guess you do.
Well,
I don't
know. You got to have a reserve.
Got to finish it.
Right?
I don't know. That's terrifying.
Or a fatal heart attack?
Fatal heart attack, middle of an operation. Yeah.
Who do you take care of first?
Yeah, right.
The patient or the doctor?
I just don't know.
That might probably be right down to the patient.
Yeah, no.
The one who's currently cut open or the one that's currently
the one that's
dying,
almost dying, right. I think there's going to be lawsuits either way. Scientists are now using artificial intelligence to recreate the smell of Europe in the 16th century. That's before there was indoor plumbing, so the guess is that it reeks.
Well, the streets are filled with poo.
Well, that's a selling point, of
course. So was actually spending time doing this.
So was the 100-acre woods.
Okay. Good job.
It's a kid's joke. Brian got it. Old-timey Brian was around when that book was written, probably, too, anyway.
And one of Europe smelled like poo as well.
I just got it, by the way. Thank you.
Vegans have a 43% higher chance of breaking bones than people who eat meat, according to a new study. Way to go, Drew Brees. 43% higher chance of breaking bones than people who eat meat. Your thoughts?
I don't know. You're not a vegan, are you?
I'm not.
No, I know. I've been with you at dinner.
You have?
Whoa.
Did you pay?
Oh, no. No. Josh did.
Josh
well
did?
Done.
Josh did.
Well,
which was Carly's other husband? I wasn't there.
Josh Jamel?
You're firing bullets over there. I love it.
What Josh could that be, even? Anyway.
Jamel.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Police in Toronto pulled over someone whose license plates expired in August of 1989.
Is there a grace period?
I don't know.
It's like returning a book to the library 30 years after you checked it out.
You just tip your hat to him at that point.
Yeah, got away with it for three decades.
Yeah, seriously.
Just drive away.
Pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
So cool.
A man in Australia won the lottery on his late father's birthday by playing his dad's favorite numbers.
Aww.
That's sweet.
Oh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
USA Today put out their picks for the worst tech of the year, and it includes Hawk's favorite service, Quibi.
Yeah, I know. I'm the only one that likes it.
The PlayStation 5 rollout, which is still pissing Zach off. He's not getting that Kohl's cash.
I'm going to get the Kohl's cash.
The TikTok ban.
A big story.
And USA Today just says, and Mark Zuckerberg.
Hmm.
Whatever that means.
Yeah,
just
let's eliminate him. That would go with
right.
That one.
The Facebook issues this year have been pretty interesting. All right, anything else? Let's see. That's about it. You already did the Joey Electric, Tony Meatballs story.
Joey Electric and Tony Meatballs. You got to be careful of the underworld in Philadelphia. Although they're all innocent.
I guess we can end on this because I have a lot of questions. Because, again, we don't have any context, Mark. Mm-hmm. A guy in New Hampshire with half of a beard was arrested for threatening two cops. I'm going to guess vertically half, like a two-face situation.
What do you do with that? The rest
would,
of,
that's
right?
The only way it would make sense.
Otherwise,
in my mind.
Right. Just, otherwise, it just looks like an Amish beard or something, right?
Hmm.
It's got to be right down the middle. This has got to be an Aaron Eckhart kind of a situation, or Tommy Lee Jones or something.
I hope there's not pictures.
Isn't a mustache technically a half beard? You have the
that's
first
a mustache.
Half. Okay, fine. Fair enough.
No, yeah. He's right. I mean, he's got you there.
Logic.
That would just be a mustache.
Yeah.
That's correct. Oh, that's correct. Right. You're right. Okay.
It is half shaved November.
Right. Would a beard be a half mustache?
Yeah. I guess not.
None of this makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
This is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duh.
Fill in the blank is next. It's everybody's favorite blank filling game. It's after this with Jason Zucker of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I
Mark
believe
Rosen,
in you, Jason.
And the rest.
Thank
of
you.
The Power Trip Morning Show after this on the Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this or not. Do you hear this in the background? Can you hear that?
Yes, we can hear it.
You'd think that's Jimi Hendrix. It's not. It is new guitar player Jason Zucker, who got a guitar this year when he was in the bubble and has really taken to the instrument. That sounds great, Jason.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations,
man. I've been working really, really hard.
I can tell. Have you played it at all in the last month?
No. No, I actually, I'll say this. Before we moved, it was, I actually was playing, I'd say 10 minutes a day.
But every
was,
day.
Yeah, every day, yeah. So I got to the point where, I mean, I wasn't playing songs. I wasn't doing any of that. Like, I was very, very rough beginner stage, but at least I was practicing 10 minutes a day.
So how were you practicing, though? Are you watching YouTube videos, or are you just
No, I downloaded an app. I downloaded an app that actually would listen to you play, so it would tell you if you were actually playing the right chord. Yeah, it was awesome.
Hmm.
Unbelievable. That, and then it has you play songs, but throughout the song, say it plays four notes, you play one of the four, and it's playing the music with you. So if you miss it, you can tell that it missed that note, obviously, within the song.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Can you tell me the name of that app?
I have it.
Tell me what it is. That's pretty cool, man. What a good idea for a guitar player, or a learning guitar player, even one that's average at best like me.
Well, I've been meaning to tell you, you should probably work on it.
You and every other person in my band.
I think it's called Simply Guitar. Yeah, Simply Guitar.
Awesome. Thank you, man. That's pretty neat. What a good idea.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, like, in the app, I got to, like, I mean, they're real generous. But I got to, like, level 10 in the app. And I don't know how many levels there are. I mean, there could be 4,000.
Sure,
but,
right.
But it sounds good that you're on level 10.
Yeah, and so, like, and each one takes, probably an hour to get through or so. Something like that.
That's cool.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Can you play a song?
I cannot play a song, no. No. I could probably play, like, if I went through and I played, like, that app along with it, you would obviously know what I was playing.
Sure.
But I think maybe you would, because you're, like, used to hearing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to tell. Mm-hmm. I sucked. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
But it's fun, though, right?
It was a lot of fun.
That's the whole point. It's fun.
I finally got to the point where my fingers didn't hurt.
Yeah.
The callus is built
up. And then I stopped playing.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
so now it's
gotta go through that again.
Yeah. Square one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you guys ready for this?
No.
It's time for everybody's favorite blank filling game show.
Yep.
Fill in the blank.
That's right.
With your host, Chris Hockey.
Howdy. Hope you're feeling good. Yeah, I got some blanks I need filling.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this. Now, Jason, high concept game. I have a statement. There's a blank in it. You have to write down what you think your guess is. You with me? It's going to go well. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Are all of these questions from the 70s?
No, they're just general
nonsense. They're very
random.
And the lovely and talented Brianne helped me with this today.
So they're from the 30s.
Here we go.
Definitely.
Number one. I'm sorry.
Number one.
There you go. See? Thank you. Mr. Rogers' neighborhood is in which American city? What American city is Mr. Rogers'?
I thought it was fictional. Wow, it's actually
film there.
But you're saying in the show, was it supposed to be in a specific town or town?
No,
or
where it was filmed?
Yeah, where's it filmed? Yeah.
Okay, right. I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know it too?
Yeah.
I saw the movie, but I don't remember it, but I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah, please
the
do.
The odds that I've seen that movie are very slim.
Yeah, right.
Tom Hanks?
I bet you know
Matt
what
Reese, the I bet husband you've been, of Carrie Russell.
Oh yeah, of course you had to bring that up.
Lucky son of a bitch.
I bet you've been, but I don't. I shouldn't say maybe. I bet you've been to this. But I'm sorry.
Number two.
At any point in time, 0.7% of the world's population is drunk. Now in America, Jack Daniels is the number one selling whiskey. What is number two? Do you think?
Number two
selling whiskey in America. Just a guess. I think it's pretty obvious. You know, you look around, you thought probably Jack Daniels was number one. But what do you think is number two? Just from your gathering information in your brain. Oof. Whiskey, I'm talking about.
All right.
Bourbon obviously doesn't count with that.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack Daniels is a bourbon, technically, isn't it?
Wow, I don't even have a good guess.
You don't have a good guess, really. All right. Well, you need to drink more.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's a really tough one. Okay.
Number three.
And you guys are probably going to scoff because it's too easy, but I really didn't know this. Oscar Robinson turns 82 today. Still the only player in history to average a triple-double for an entire season.
Not true.
Are you sure?
Russell Westbrook did it a couple years ago.
Westbrook did do it a couple years ago.
Is that right?
Nice facts, Hawk.
He's one of two people in history to average a triple-double for an entire season. What position did he play? Again.
Okay.
I know. I understand. I didn't know. And I know. Obviously, right. You know. I wonder if everybody else knows.
I don't know that.
What position did Oscar Robinson play?
Left wing.
Left wing. Really?
Quarterback.
Number four.
Katherine Heigl's 42 years old today. Now, she starred with Seth Rogen in the 2007 comedy movie Blank.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys remember that movie?
Yes, of course I do.
Katherine Heigl, 42.
No clue who that is.
Really? From Grey's Anatomy? Okay.
I'm terrible with actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Carly's probably screaming at me through the phone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Not even about this.
No.
Yeah.
Left the water running.
And finally.
Number five.
Now, this is going to be closest to the pin. Terry Lewis is 64 today. Half of the super record-producing duo of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They have more Billboard number ones than any other songwriting producing team in the history of Billboard number ones. How many do you think that is?
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Number one songs.
Number one songs. More than any duo songwriting producing duo.
To the pin here?
Yeah, absolutely it is. How many do you think they've had? It's more than... How about that? That's kids right out crazy. Of Minneapolis here.
Yeah.
More than any other producing songwriting duo in the history of Billboard.
It's a hard one today.
It's a hard one. It is. It's hard. That's right. It's hard.
Except for number four. The rest of them are.
Yeah.
Even the Oscar Robinson one, I'm not sure about.
See, I wondered if you would.
I got
be.
That. But I
met the dude. He's gigantic,
movie.
But I don't know what he was technically listed as.
Oh, man.
I bet Jason got them all right.
Oh.
Let's go back and find out.
Number one.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood filmed based in what city?
Who are you asking?
Anybody.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
That's what I guessed, too. I guess Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's Pittsburgh.
Because there was always, like, smokestacks. It always looked super industrial. So I went straight to blue-collar Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I put it in there specifically because you lived there, Jason. It's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Did you get that right?
No.
Trick question.
I put Minneapolis because I knew you were going to do some stupid thing like that.
Number two.
Jack Daniels, number one whiskey in America. What do you think's number two?
I don't even have a guess. I said
Jim Beam.
I put Jim Beam, too.
Oh, damn it.
I'm wrong. Crown Royal.
What do you think, Corey?
I don't even have a guess. I couldn't think of an American whiskey that would be close.
Strangely enough, Zach's right.
No!
Crown Royal is the number two. And by the way, produced in Canada, Crown Royal, number two whiskey in America.
Dang it.
There you go.
Okay, I'm dumb. I wasn't listening then. Like, I literally thought you meant like an American whiskey. That's I wasn't listening.
Oh, it's just
I
can't
even think who else is big and that's an America. You know, I got like Jameson going through my brain.
Right.
I'm like, I can't think of another big American whiskey. Right, exactly. That's why I didn't guess that either. I got you. Nice one.
Yeah.
Number three.
Oscar Robinson played what position, Rosie?
Guard.
Well, That's a little vague. Is he a point guard, shooting guard?
No, you have to say that. That's not the question. They didn't distinguish between those two when Oscar Robertson was playing.
I guess power forward, but because he's gigantic. He's like 6'9".
What'd you say, Jason?
I said center.
What'd you say,
I said point guard.
Point guard is correct, but we'll give it to Rosie as well. Point guard, that is
like
correct.
Sounds like a Magic Johnson thing, right? He's enormous, but he still played point.
He did play the point. He did everything well.
Gotcha.
He was a nice guy. Yeah, he's a very tall guy. Was he a nice guy? I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. My moment with Oscar was I brought up the 61-62 season when he averaged a triple-double. Wilt Chamberlain that season averaged 50 points and 25 boards a game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And neither one of them was MVP because it was Bill Russell with like a 20-20 average.
Right.
And I brought that up because I told him that my dad always talked about that season. And he was super happy about it because I was 31 or 2 at the time when I met him. So he's looking at me going, wow, you shouldn't care about that, but I'm pretty excited that you do. So
the big O.
Hey, cool, we bonded. Yeah, and then he walked on and forgot about me.
Yeah, of course.
For 5 seconds, he was really happy that I knew that.
Yeah, good.
Nice guy.
Good for you, man. That's good. Back to the game. Number four. I'm afraid you're going to kick yourself over this one, Rosie.
I know I am.
What was that Seth Rogen movie in 2007?
Season 2.
What was it, Corey?
I don't have it.
What is Carly Almost Always?
Boy, there's some answers there that
especially
might
the last couple Zach of years.
In the face.
Don't actually answer that.
No, I better not answer that because it's her husband sitting right next to me.
What was she until the moment you saw her at the hospital?
She was.
She was pregnant.
Knocked up.
She was knocked up.
Knocked up. That's right.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's right.
That was a good movie.
It's a super funny
movie. It really is a very good movie, and it birthed This Is 40 as well, which is another great movie.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, but then we go to number five.
Man.
And this is closest to the pin. Terry Lewis, happy birthday, 64. Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, most Billboard number one hits of any songwriter producing duo. How many do you think it is, Rosie?
I have no idea. 60, I think I said.
It's 60, okay. What did you say,
probably
Jason?
Too high.
I said 25.
Ooh. You said 25. What did you say, Cor?
Very close. So I said 27 because I figured if you have one or two number one hits in a year, that's a big year.
Yeah, probably way over.
I think we're a little high, Jason, but still, I said 27.
I'm way over.
What'd you say, Zach?
27.
Woo, Zach,
27 as well. Yes.
Probably 30.
The closest to the pin,
Rosie,
is Jason. 16.
Oh, wow. 16.
I was
16.
Way off.
Jason, you got one right.
There you go.
Look at you. So who got how many this time?
I got two.
I got two as well.
I got two.
Look at you guys. You all tied it to. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How do you feel you did, Jace?
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
How do you not guess 16 for number five, right? That's your number, man.
Yeah,
come
16.
On.
Yeah. I tried to make it
I should have
easy
thought that
you.
After you did put Pittsburgh
yeah,
there.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Mm-hmm. I'm an idiot. Denver education.
Last time Zach was in Denver, he was a drug mule.
Yep.
Mm, heard all about that.
Great really city, did. Though.
Denver is a great city.
It's the best.
It is the best.
Oh. Love it there.
Yeah. Kicks ass.
Minneapolis could grow up and be like Denver someday.
There are a lot of national championships there.
Yeah, there are.
You know, like a lot more than those Gopher people.
Oh,
what a shot.
Now, that's not nice. Good arena, though. That
great arena.
DU is awesome. No football team, though. Kind of weird.
Undefeated since 1962.
True.
You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
You had a PS5 yet or not?
No. I want to get out of here so I can go and...
I got mine the other day.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. I haven't played a video
game. 5 years.
Hey, and why do you even need Kohl's Cash when you have a GoFundMe account?
That's true.
Good point.
Who cares if you have $180 in Kohl's Cash?
That's your COVID cash.
Yeah, COVID cash.
COVID cash.
Right. I don't know. Anyway.
All right, so Rosie, you have finished the Queen's Gambit as well. You're through.
I have.
Gambit.
I absolutely love it.
Highly recommend it to everybody.
Highly recommend it.
Same.
One of the best series I've seen in a long time, and you know, pretty deep stuff going on throughout the whole series.
What a character, right?
Yeah,
she was great.
My goodness, the layers and her character and the people she came in contact with, and you know, the antagonists and the chess matches itself, and
creepy dude,
her state of mind, and everything going on. It's really, really good.
And Jason, it sounds like Carly has started it, but you have not.
I don't know if she started it.
If she wants
or
to start.
Yeah, she said something to me about the other day. She's like, "Oh, I have a show we can watch together," and I said, "Oh, perfect! I can't wait to lag behind you 12 episodes. So this will be good. I'm excited to get started."
Yeah,
that's the good news. It's seven and then done.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a quick one.
It's only seven episodes?
Seven.
That's right.
Yep. It's the perfect
one. I watched Defending Jacob. That's the other one I watched.
Is that good?
Yes. I'm not going to give... It's just too...
It's a series, right? Evans or somebody? Who's
in
that?
Yes, Chris Evans. I think he's 12, 13 years old, accused of murdering another kid.
Oh, he looks older than that.
Yeah, maybe he's a little older than that. Maybe 15. Yeah.
No, I thought you meant...
Not Chris Evans. No. Jacob's the kid.
Oh, okay. Cool. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Right.
As COVID continues to rage in this country, did you see... the Disney rumors. Some of it's it's kind of half confirmed. You know, Disney sent Mulan straight to Disney Plus, mm-hmm. right? But then charged even Disney Plus subscribers, I think like $30 to watch it immediately, right before it's on streaming full time. They have just a cavalcade of those live action remakes that are coming out, like the Pinocchio bit with Tom Hanks, mm-hmm. 101 Dalmatians, I think it's like Cruella de Vil based with Emma Stone. There's a Peter Pan and Wendy movie coming out. Sounds like almost all of them might go straight to streaming.
How do you not right now? I mean,
that's the problem.
Uncertainty with the movie theaters and
Pixar's new movie Soul is going straight to Disney Plus. I mean, that's man.
So how much are they losing on something like that?
Don't know. I mean,
or is it a gain? I mean, are they still making?
Don't know. I mean, if it's helping them gain Disney Plus users, that's a long-term win. But I got to think individually, those movies are going to take a hit. I wonder how Mulan did.
I don't think it did really well. I mean, I probably, relatively speaking, it did okay, but nothing compared to what it done in how many theaters, distribution around the country and the world.
And how do they distribute that money from just a per view standpoint? How do these actors,
how do you have contracts written up like that? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, quick Google search, it's hard to tell. Yep. But Mulan had a $200 million budget.
Yeah.
It made about $70 million at the box office, whatever the hell that means.
Ouch.
Is the box office in this case just Disney Plus? Yes. What does that mean?
Apparently it
I don't know. Who knows?
Jason, when you go back to Pittsburgh, can I come visit you?
Yeah, come hang out anytime. I'd love to have you. We'll go hang out with Brett Michaels.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
All right, Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow, right? Are you out tomorrow?
I'm here tomorrow.
You're out here tomorrow. All right. See you tomorrow, everybody. 5:30 to 9.